Hi. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I was talking to my friend Alex Ovechkin the other day. He was complaining about the temperature of the guest rooms at the Kremlin. And I said, you know, I never have that problem because I call Care Heating and Cooling. And he said they don't have Care Heating and Cooling in Russia. He also said all the McDonald's closed. And I said, well, stop invading other countries. You won't have this problem. And then he laughed and laughed, and Putin picked up the extension. Luckily, Care Heating and Cooling exists in America, so call them. And they take cash money, not rubles. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.co.russia. No.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. NBA playoffs tonight. Game 4 of the Eastern Semis. Detroit at Cleveland, where the Cavaliers trail the Pistons 2-1. Also tonight, Oklahoma City is at Los Angeles in the Western Semis. Thunder lead the Lakers 3-0 on the ice. In the National Hockey League, Game 4 of the Western Conference Semis. Colorado and Minnesota Avalanche, a 2-1 edge over the Wild. It's been revealed that the first Sunday night game of the coming NFL season will have the New York Giants hosting the Dallas Cowboys September 13th, which will mark the debut of John Harbaugh as Giants coach. Full NFL schedule to be released on Thursday. Baseball, Cleveland Guardians at home of the LA Angels tonight. Currently, Cleveland leads the AL Central by one game. Off day for Cincinnati, who hosts Washington tomorrow. This update brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reach your health and weight goals with Reclaim by Awaken 180, a 10-week medication-free plan. Awaken180weightloss.com. Breaking sports news. When it happens on the Fan, Ohio sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
How? Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Monday. Welcome in. The good clean boy is out today. So I got a gooder, cleaner one for you. And it's Joshua Perry.
Doing good, Mike.
I didn't ask.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
How you doing, Ted?
I'm doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
How you doing, JP?
Doing good, Mike.
All right. Got a big program today. Anytime you're here, it's a big program.
Is it?
Yes, I'm excited.
Makes me feel great.
Still waiting for my pair of napping jeans.
I'm meeting with the guy on Wednesday.
Well, but I'm not.
You should come along.
How's he going to get the measurements for my caboose?
We'll AI them.
You going to measure my thigh girth?
Sure. Send a photo.
Back in the day, you know, when recruiting was more of a filthy thing, mm-hmm. you know, like a back alley type of thing.
Right.
Now it's, you know, going to the website, star rating, got everything you want to know about the guy. But back in the day, he used to have like black market thigh girth.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Kerlick would go around and get his measuring tape out. And, oh, yes, I like the thigh on this one.
I went to Rutgers a handful of years ago. I was on the BTN bus tour. We go to the training camps. And so I'm talking to Greg Schiano, and I'm like, how do you think your team is going to be? And he looks at me and he says, take a look at those guys over there. He said, they've got the body types that I like. He said, you know, we've got some guys with length. And I'm like, yeah, I could see you're a long team. And then he said, look at their asses. They've got such high asses. And then he goes, and their calves are all balled up tight and their ankles are thin. He said, yeah. Those are the types of guys that I like.
That's right.
Yeah.
By the way, the BTN bus tour sounds like a Korean music group.
It was
going around the country.
It was a blast.
Mm-hmm.
A blast.
Happy Mother's Day. Happy belated Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. I want to apologize if I sent you a racy text message by accident.
Ooh.
Yesterday, because my wife has instilled this in me now. Years ago, she told me that I pretty much have to send everybody in my phone who has given birth a happy Mother's Day text message. At the least, they deserve a text message.
I mean, all the work that they did.
I guess. I mean, it wasn't on my behalf. I didn't do it.
Right, but it's a day to celebrate all of the mothers, correct?
No, it's a day to celebrate your mother and the mother of your children. Why did we get hooked up into celebrating all the mothers?
Well,
They don't have other people in their lives to celebrate them?
So if you have a sister that has children, you don't celebrate her?
That's different.
Your mother-in-law, you don't celebrate?
Well, no, of course.
Okay, so that's where do you draw the line?
I'll tell you where you draw the line. She's got me sending text messages to the neighbor ladies.
Oh, okay.
All right? And apparently I did it wrong.
Because, how could you mess up a text?
Because I didn't know there was emoji codes. Mm. I didn't know. All right, so what I did was I crafted a standard text that I sent to everybody. It was Happy Mother's Day, and then I put 3 exclamation points because I thought one would be criticized. None would be almost an insult.
Sure.
So I did 3 so my wife would be happy. But then I was told after the fact, well, you really should add something different. This was last year. I was told you should add something different. You should add an emoji to it.
Sure.
And so I did, and I added the heart emoji. But I didn't know that different heart colors meant different things.
Yes, they do.
So I didn't know.
Why? Well, how could you not know that?
How could I not know that? How could you know that?
Have you used emojis before?
I guess not to this level. Ted, did you know about the emoji color things?
Oh, I know if I'm sending a red heart emoji, that's kind of like love.
I didn't know that. So I send the red heart emoji to everyone. I sent it to my mother-in-law.
Fair. That's fair.
I sent it to the neighbor ladies.
Well.
And then I'm told after the fact by my wife that that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That they think I'm lusting over them now.
Ah.
Some I am.
Well.
Okay, but most I'm not. But then I got the return messages from them. Because then what do? You apologize?
No, you just got to.
You ignore it,
you gotta
right?
Go with it, yeah.
I get the return messages, and they're sending me hearts, but all in a different color.
Mm-hmm.
This is how I came to learn this, because then I said to Christian, I said, I'm getting all these different color hearts.
Let me see the message you sent.
And so I showed her.
Red means lust.
I didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah. So you got a million different colors, though. This is the red one, obviously the classic, the traditional. But
right. That's what I was going with.
You know, you send that to the one you love, right?
Okay.
You don't send that to a random.
Well, they should have instructions.
They shouldn't have instructions.
They should have instructions.
You could have picked any color. They've got pink and orange and yellow and different blues, a purple. You could have sent gray, white, brown, or my favorite one, the black. Everybody gets a black heart from me. Make of it what you want.
I can't send a black heart.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can.
You're black. At least you can send the black heart.
And then people can put up whatever they want with it, but send the black heart.
No, because when I click on emoji, right? The first one that comes up is the red heart. So I just click that one.
Okay.
Because I send that one the most. I send it to my wife. So that's the first one that comes up. I don't have other colors.
What you should have done was you should have sent the emoji of the woman holding a baby. That's a mother. There's no confusing that.
What does that mean? Does that mean you want her to carry your baby?
No, it means that she's a mom.
Okay. All right. So happy Mother's Day. And by the way, I don't take back my red heart.
I don't think you should. I think you should stand on business.
I'm going to leave it there just out of spite.
Absolutely.
And if it makes things awkward at the bus stop, then just so be it.
So do you guys do the bus stop thing?
Yeah, every morning.
Because the thing that I see in my neighborhood that bothers the hell out of me, and it doesn't matter the weather, is the parents drive the kids to the bus stop and they all sit in the car until the bus pulls up, and then the kids get out of the car and get on the bus. And it's not like it's a far walk.
We don't do that.
Yeah. Oh, they do it where I live, and it bothers me.
Sometimes if it's raining really hard.
I can understand that.
The person that has to come the farthest but down also, the cul-de-sac or something, they get a ride.
Get some rain boots and an umbrella.
We got the umbrellas.
Get your rain
right by
jacket.
The door. I'm ready.
We need to teach these kids a little bit of grit. Just a little bit. Not a lot. But you can walk to the bus stop. It's not going to kill you. Mom and dad, Johnny's going to be fine. He's going to get to school. He's going to come home. He won't be harmed. But they like to sit in the car.
We all need a little bit of grit, as you like to say.
A little grit.
You know, the kids can stand out in the rain.
Yeah.
I can stand there and look at the woman that I sent the red heart to.
That's right.
Awkwardly.
And she can look back at you. She needs some grit, too.
You give me a wink.
No, 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 no.
What happens if that wink comes? What do I do? Then I have to address the situation.
You should be like, I think there's something wrong with your eye.
There's nothing wrong with my eye. There was nothing wrong with your text either, was there?
There was, as a matter of fact.
See, this is where we have to have the conversation. What'd you do food-wise yesterday?
I wrote it down. So we had a house full of people. I think we had 10 or 11 people that were in there. So we did French toast and waffles.
You're big on the breakfast gathering.
I love breakfast.
I know you did that for Christmas the breakfast.
It's better. I feel like dinner feels like more of a production. I think the food is a little bit more involved if you want to do like a nice dinner. And people feel like they have to get dressed up and you have to do hors d'oeuvres or whatever before. And you have to have a selection of alcohols that people are going to be drinking. Like it is a production. Breakfast, brunch feels a little bit more casual. It feels a little bit more lively. It feels a little bit more social. So that's the way I like to go. So we did a brunch, French toast and waffles. Then we had sausage patties. I prefer the patty over the link and some bacon, eggs, hash browns, mixed berries. And then, of course, a mimosa bar for a proper brunch.
Ooh, mimosa bar.
Yeah, we had different juices available.
Now you said the eggs. Is that just all cooked one way or are you at the griddle? And you're doing like over easy or scrambled and you can poach them. What are we doing?
This is a great question. If somebody would have asked me for their eggs a specific way, I would have gladly done it. My wife typically likes her eggs over medium.
It's a good pick.
Mm-hmm.
It's
so
my pick.
I do that for her even if everybody else is eating scrambled or like one of the kids wants the eggs a certain way, I'll do that. Nobody said anything, so we went all scrambled.
See, my wife has told me to get the hell out of the house.
I want to lay in bed with my coffee. Don't talk to me.
This is the Georgette Perry, my mother. That is her MO for Mother's Day. She will be like, this is my day. I love you guys to death.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing this the way that I want to do it. And so yesterday, she was in her room doing a puzzle for a long time. Like, I don't know what else she did, but when we FaceTimed her, she was like, oh yeah, I'm just doing this lovely puzzle.
Oh, so she didn't come over?
No. Which was fine. It's her day.
No, I know it's her day.
I can't tell her how to do Mother's Day.
I know, but they tell us how to do Father's Day.
It's a different thing, buddy.
It's not.
It is.
See, we have to dive into that now.
Oh, we should.
We're going to dive into that, and RJ Day picks a school. We'll discuss it next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a couple minutes slowdown on northbound 71 on the south side from Greenlawn Avenue to 315. There's also a couple minute delay on westbound 70 on the west side near Hilliard Rome Road due to the ongoing construction. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Come into your local AAA Tire and Auto Service and save up to $75 on brake service. Save $25 on brake replacement for one axle or $75 off brake replacement for two axles. Terms apply. Offer ends May 30th. See store for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan. Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Your morning knowing anything is possible. Because if these guys are hosting a radio show, imagine the possibilities. T-Bone and Tyvis.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 9.
Your home for football, food, and fun. The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We'll see clouds increase as we head into the day today, but lots of sunshine to start with, temperatures in the upper 60s. For tonight, partly cloudy, our overnight lows getting into the upper 30s again and low 40s. Then for Tuesday, we will see a partly sunny to mostly sunny day with more clouds the second half of the day and highs getting up into the low 70s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
If the authorities looked at their Instagram accounts, they'd be arrested immediately.
Daddy, what are you doing?
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Timmy's out today. Joshua Perry is with me. We're dissecting the Mother's Day from the weekend, and I have a problem with the double standard. My wife, yesterday morning, told me to get the hell out of the house with the kid, which I did.
Right.
And I always oblige, so that she could have alone time by herself. But I know that if I were to do the same thing on Father's Day, mm-hmm. the only thing I want is for you, honey, to leave. Well, that would be quite the scene.
Do you think that the other days of the year, you evenly handle the child and household duties?
No, I think that's impossible. Okay. Because one of us works out of the house, mm-hmm. the other one doesn't.
Right, and I'm not saying this is like an indictment on anybody's character in the relationship.
But
the dynamics are different.
They are.
And so the days are different.
So they're different, but I carry my weight.
I'm not saying you don't.
You know, I do all the cooking. I do all that.
Yeah, that's great.
I shower with love and affection.
And your ass better be cooking on Father's Day, too.
Oh, I'm sure it will be.
Yes.
Here's the other thing. My wife, every single October, gets together with her college friends.
Mm-hmm.
See, when I get together with my friends, it's I'm going to lunch, or the rare occasion is I'm meeting them for dinner after work.
Mm-hmm.
It's very rare. When my wife gets together with her friends, it's we're renting a house in town for the weekend.
Yeah.
Okay? So she'll leave on a Friday morning, and I won't see her until Sunday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not supposed to bother or call unless the house is on fire or the kid is dead.
You shouldn't call her if the house is on fire. It's not like she can do anything about it anyway.
Well, true enough. But then she'd be pissed off that I didn't call it the house was on fire.
I didn't want to ruin your weekend, honey.
But now I come home to a pile of ash.
We'll go and rent that Airbnb you were just at. We'll stay there.
But if I were to say to her, honey, me and my old-time boys are going to get together for a little shindig. We're going to rent a house. It's actually 20 minutes away, but you're not allowed to come there or call me or talk to me, and I'll see you on Sunday afternoon. How would that work out? How would that work?
I don't think it would work very well.
No,
I don't think it would.
Let's just acknowledge that.
Yeah, I think we're all acknowledging it. It is what it is. It's fine.
You and I are acknowledging it.
Well,
it's different.
It is.
How is it different?
But I think that's an acknowledgement, whether it's the one that you were looking for or not. She's acknowledging that it is different.
Before we get to RJ Day, I just saw this tweet from Awful Announcing. ESPN's Laura Rutledge explained how she was worried that getting pregnant was going to end her broadcasting career. Now, there's two things that I think of automatically. I can't help it. Anytime someone says the word pregnant, it is said by Tracy Morgan. Laura Rutledge going to get pregnant. So there's that. And the fact that I know it's a different woman entirely, but in my mind, it's Mike Vrabel's baby.
Okay.
With Laura Rutledge.
All right. We've gone too far.
No, we have gone.
Have you seen, like, it feels like every two or three days, there are more drops
of
videos, of photographs, of documents of these two just like living their separate secret lives together.
I actually said last week when the images came out when they rented the boat
yes.
together in 2021, where she is visibly
very pregnant. Yes.
Pregnant.
There you go.
In the photos, I said, this clearly, I had some fun with it initially because I thought it was just two people just banging.
Right.
You know, clearly these two are like in love with each other mm-hmm. or something. This is spanning years. She is visibly pregnant. It's not like they're on some sort of Minnesota Viking sex cruise.
Wow. Good pull.
That's what she said.
Okay.
But that makes me feel a little bit ickier.
Yeah.
Knowing that there's like real feelings involved here. Doesn't mean it's right.
It's been something to watch. I'll just say that. The idea that these two were like in a legitimate relationship, I tend to agree with you. Like, it changes the context of the conversation just a little bit, but I'm still trying to figure out what with all of the drops and the leaks, like, what is the end game here? Like, do we get to training camp and there's a sex tape that just appears? Like, Russini is, her deal is whatever. Her fate is sealed right now. Like, we're probably not going to see her professionally for a little while. Are they trying to, like, get Mike Vrabel out of there? Like, I'm trying to understand because it's just continuing to go on and on. And after a certain point, it's like, okay, we get it. Like, these two people had a whole secret life together. But, like, how much more can we know about that?
I don't know if there's anything nefarious behind this stuff coming out other than people may have been unaware that they had this stuff.
Well, I think we're right? aware now.
Well, I'm just saying, like, most people, if you're just out and about, let's say you run into Mike Vrabel and a pregnant woman 3 years ago,
mm-hmm.
shopping at Target.
Yep.
You say to yourself, oh, that's Mike Vrabel and his wife.
Sure.
Just running errands at Target. But now this comes out, you know, that woman's not his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when we took the photo of the two of them next to the Tide? You know? Yeah, maybe this is actually worth something now.
And so now these people are trying to sell their...
Sure.
Yeah.
It's opportunistic greed.
Fair enough.
To your point, though, Mike Vrabel's not going to get fired over this.
Right.
But I can see him just saying, all right, enough is enough. I'm going to step away. I'm going to resign. I'm not talking about stepping away for a day, going to Utah. I'm saying taking a year off.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to deal with this.
Yeah. I could see that as well. But it feels like there's not much that is advancing the story. And
just our curiosity.
Yeah. The only thing that could is the baby situation that people are speculating about. But at right now, like every time I see something new, I'm just like, oh my God, these people were like really into each other.
They were really.
And then I go to the next tweet. That's it.
About something else that's going on.
Yes.
Because you like all that crap. Don't pretend like you don't like it. You're Mr. Bravo.
I am.
I know.
But
don't talk about like you're above it.
The storylines advance in the reality TV
show. I think this could advance too.
It could, but it hasn't. So like
the kid was born with a clipboard.
You're feeding me stuff I already know right now. And until it advances, I just don't know if I need any more.
RJ Day, son of Ryan Day, quarterback at DeSales. He has made his decision. He's a 3-star guy. He was offered by many schools, including Brian Hartline down at South Florida, which was never going to happen. But Chip Kelly, new offensive coordinator at Northwestern, of course, was here, has worked with Ryan Day many places. He decided, yes, I'm going to go to the Northwestern Wildcats. I say go to the Northwestern Wildcats. Nothing is for sure anymore.
Right.
He's committed to Northwestern.
Sure. And I wonder if Chip Kelly gets a job somewhere else or is not employed by them by time RJ's ready to go, if that changes.
Right.
But I think about this recruitment, and it's such an intriguing thing to me where you have a coach and like a high profile coach like Ryan Day and his son's getting ready to go somewhere. So like Ryan's on these recruiting visits and he's got Nina there with him and probably knows every question to ask,
mm-hmm.
like all of the important ones.
And can see through all the BS,
right.
too.
But does he ask him, or does he say, like, I'm going to let my wife do a little bit more of this, and I'm going to put RJ in control, and, like, I don't want to be too heavy-handed in this. Then when RJ eventually goes off and starts playing, and he's like, Dad, I'm struggling with the playbook. Like, do you really help him? Like, how far do you get into that? I think it's so interesting how involved you can get or should get if you're Ryan Day. Like, obviously, you want the best for your son. You know a little bit too much. You're way too close. It's just interesting for me.
The chances of this happening is not great, but, I mean, there is a scenario where Ryan Day is coaching here at Ohio State, mm-hmm. and Northwestern's on that schedule, mm-hmm. and his son
yes.
is the starting quarterback.
Yes.
I mean, that's got to be odd, right? I know the Patinos have done this a mm-hmm. lot in college basketball, coach against each other, but I don't know, there's something about game planning uh-huh. against your kid.
And again, like they watch all the tapes, so they know everything that's going on. It's not like there's going to be, you know, they got gadget plays that they install right. or whatever, but there's not going to be a ton of surprises. But I'm sure there's a point where, like, RJ comes home in the summer for a couple of weeks and he's like, Dad, I want to go through this with you. And so Ryan just basically is like, oh, the whole offense is right there. And he worked with Chip, so he knows a lot of this. But that whole thing to me is, it's interesting. Like, it's so close, and it's a conference school.
Urban Meyer says he fell for Pete Rose's scam. Details in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is moving a little slow on westbound 670 from 71 to 3rd Street, and you're also going to hit a slowdown on southbound 315 between 670 and Town Street. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I am a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Timmy wants you to know that he's fingering his dry snacks. Whatever the hell that means. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Timmy's out today. Joshua Perry is with me. You said that you had a question that you needed to ask me.
Yes. So I was doing my typical Monday hit on T-Bone and Tyvus, 6 to 9 right here every day on The Fan. So Mondays I come on, we in the off season especially, just kind of ha-ha-hee-hee for, you know, 12 minutes.
Yeah.
And so Tyvus says, I want to know who Mike likes better, me or you. So he wanted me to ask if you would invite me over to your house for pizza.
Would I invite you over to the house for pizza?
Yes.
At this point in our relationship, probably not.
Wow.
But
wow,
you're on the way. That says more about me than it does about you.
It's a little heartbreaking.
No, it shouldn't be.
What is...
Because it's not a hard no. Teddy, I've known for 23 years. Teddy, have you ever been over to my house for pizza?
No.
All right, see? There you go.
Shameful. Why?
Why no Teddy or why no you?
Why no me?
I don't think we're at that level yet.
Okay.
All right. Look, I'm not a relationship slut. I need a little bit more time mm-hmm. before I put out.
How much more time?
And you coming over for pizza is going all the way.
It's going all the way. How much more time do I need in the game?
I think not only do we have to do the show a few more times mm-hmm. together.
Put a number around it.
But I think we have to have some deeper conversations.
Okay.
Like right all now, right. I got a text from you today.
Mm-hmm.
But quite frankly, you're a little irregular on your text to me. See, the last one was April 4th.
What was the last one?
The last one was... couldn't sleep last night.
Uh-huh.
So at about 3:36 a.m., I was scrolling through Tubi and saw Julie and Julia is on there.
Yes.
In case you want to watch.
Yep.
Which was a nice little text because you remember
it was a callback.
That was the last movie that I saw in a theater because then the woman with the wig and the meat snacks came up.
It was a callback because I'm trying to build a relationship here.
Right.
Okay.
And then today,
another callback, by the way,
you sent me a story about a thing called ball maxing and how people are doing this where they want to make their balls bigger, which I do not understand because I'm trying to get mine to stop growing.
And I'm trying to get you to understand that you, sir, were ahead of the trends. This is a part of the building of the relationship.
So you wanted to let me know
that I remember things about you. And so I send things that may be of interest.
Mike saw this movie. And Mike's balls are big.
Two things that you have talked about.
And when I say balls are big, at no point am I referring to the shaft. That has not grown. As a matter of fact, it shrunk. And it looks even smaller now because my sack is dwarfing it. That's, I need a sacectomy.
Unfortunate.
Yes, it is. Isn't it? And it was nothing to write home about to begin with.
So no on the pizza then.
For now.
Okay, so to settle this.
I see us trending in that direction.
Which is fine.
Tyvus has not been over for pizza either.
I know he hasn't.
And I've known him longer.
I know he hasn't. So to further the conversation, to answer the question, who do you like more? That's what he wanted to get at.
I don't like that question. I like both of you.
Okay, but you like one more than the other.
I do.
Okay.
Just like most people like one kid more than the other.
But nobody says who.
You're not going to say it out loud.
Interesting. All right.
Teddy, do you think I like one more than the other? I know Teddy likes one more. He was bad-mouthing you all day.
Stop it. No, you probably, I'd say maybe you like Tyvus a little, I don't know. Maybe I was going to say you like Tyvus a little more because you've known him longer, but you could also not like Tyvus because you've known him longer.
There you go.
At the same time. Because, you know.
There you go.
But I don't know. Now you do a good impression of Tyvus. I haven't heard you do an impression of JP.
There's not really much to do with you. Just sort of straight-laced.
Yeah. I come here.
I make fun of you.
I put the work in.
Yeah.
And then
I make fun of your napping jeans.
I love the napping jeans.
At least Josh was not going to try to borrow your car. I mean, you know, if you're buddies with Tyvus, I don't know.
Car. Yeah, I was going to say I could put that car in my back pocket.
I like your car.
Thank you.
What do you got on there?
What do you mean?
Was that the...
That's a horsepower on that thing.
What is that? The
X2?
No. He's got a sedan. He's a good man. He's a good man.
It's time to be alive.
That's right.
532 horsepower.
Look at you.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yes.
All right. Urban Meyer. He's got his podcast, Triple Option. And he was telling a story about how when he first got the Ohio State job, the Reds invited him down to throw out the first pitch. So he goes down there and he meets Pete Rose. As you do, I guess. They exchange numbers and, you know, Pete's just, you know, talking about college football. He's fanboying out. And of course, Urban just can't stop talking about the big red machine. He's fanboying out. And they got this relationship and they exchange numbers. And he said that, early on that season, this is the first year, 2012, Pete Rose is texting him and how he wanted to know all this information, like, hey, what's up with Braxton's shoulder? And Urban's like, oh, this guy really is into college football.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
And then eventually somebody around him said, hey, dummy, he wants this information so he can gamble on the games. And that had never popped into Urban's mind before.
So knowing Urban for as long as I've known him, he has a one-track mind. Which is a great thing when you're trying to be one of the best college football coaches that there was, right? You want to do your job. You want to do it as well as you can. It leads to a lot of winning. Where you struggle sometimes is this guy who is a degenerate gambler is trying to hit you up for inside information. Where you might struggle sometimes is like, how do I talk to this recruit's mom in a way where it's like, I'm really interested in this conversation. And so where he was really, really good at the X's and O's thing, kind of lacked a little bit when it came to reading people.
Urban's been over for pizza.
You serious? I've been shocked.
No.
You know whose house he's eaten plenty of pizza at?
Who's that?
Uncle Dom.
Dom Tiberi's house?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me.
Not at all.
I have been invited to Uncle Dom's house.
You don't go?
But I don't know.
If I invited you to my house, would you slide by? It's probably too much of a trip for you.
Too much of a trip? Where are you?
Well, I'm in Delaware, but you know, it's like people don't like going that far north.
Nah, you know what? I'll make the trip.
Will you?
Yeah.
All right.
Is it just me or the whole family?
The whole family can come if you'd like. We got a family-friendly house.
There's no erotic art on the walls or anything like that?
Nope.
Okay. See, here's the problem, though. And I just had this last Friday. Get a message from my wife while I'm doing the show, which is always appreciated.
We're going to be at the neighbor's house for pizza. Come on over after dinner.
Nothing against these neighbors. I sent one of them a red heart emoji. All right. But I'm just getting off work. I like to come home and just, you know, put my soft clothes on and just relax.
Sure.
But now I got to go somewhere right after I'm done. So I do that. And what happens is I'm the only one. The two neighbors, they're in it. They've got three little kids all the time. So adults are over. They want to talk with the adults.
Yes.
And my wife plops herself down and she's making conversation. And that leaves me to go let the little kids beat the crap out of me, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Just wrestle with me to the point where I can't walk then because they're jumping on my back and hitting me with little bats and stuff like that. And nobody comes to get me.
Yeah.
They're upstairs. I think in a couple minutes they're going to come down. All right, that's enough for Mr. Mike. Come on upstairs. They just leave me down there for a half an hour to get abused physically.
I have a problem with that.
You wouldn't do that to me.
I would never.
I come over to your house. It's not just beat on Uncle Mike time.
I would be so embarrassed if my daughter is too little to really beat on anybody. My son was over there trying to put his hands on you. He had no business doing that. I'd be so embarrassed. I would never let him do that. We got too many parents out here just, oh, it's okay. I'll just tell Johnny to stop. No, come get Johnny. I'm tired of Johnny.
That's right.
Come get him.
The problem, too, is my daughter's involved in all of this.
Of course.
All right. And then she forgets that there are rules because the other kids don't know there's rules.
Lost all of her home training.
Right. Exactly. Uh-huh. We can have some playful wrestling at home. Mm-hmm. She's nine. Right. We tussle around a little bit. It's fun.
Right.
But then when she gets around other kids who don't know the rules, then everything's up for grabs. They're twisting my nuts into a pretzel. They're jumping on my back.
So let me ask you this question. When your daughter is with the other kids and they're doing something, all of them are doing something that you don't want your daughter to do, are you just like, hey, you don't do that? Or do you tell all of the kids, y'all don't do that?
I usually just let them do it to me.
Really?
And then afterwards get upset with my daughter for not helping me out, which is what I did on Friday night. After we left, said, hey, you're supposed to be my wingman. You know what's real and what's not real, what we should be doing and what we shouldn't be doing. All right, if you see him twisting my nuts into a pretzel, maybe say, don't touch my daddy there. Instead, she just like, yeah, do it harder, come on! Twist him! Man.
I will tell every kid to stop. I don't care what the rules are elsewhere. If it's in my presence and I don't like it, everybody's stopping.
They listen to you, though. They don't listen to me. They laugh at me and hit me harder.
You got to put a little...
While the adults are upstairs laughing and lying.
It's what I call the butthole lip face, where you scrunch up your lips real tight, and you're like, hey, y'all better stop doing that right now. You got to put a little intonation with it, too.
They were putting stuff in my butthole, too.
All right. Break.
Sonny Styles is bucking a trend. Hey, Teddy, you want to come over for pizza?
Sure.
And some wrestling.
That sounds fantastic.
Maybe a little nut play. You can twist it into a pretzel.
Walnuts?
Yeah. Sonny Styles is bucking a trend. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to run into some holdup due to an accident. That's on Westerville Road at Morse Road. And expect a couple-minute delay on westbound 670 from Grandview Avenue to I-70. This report is sponsored by Sunsetter. With a Sunsetter awning, turn your patio into a cool, shaded retreat. Up to 20 degrees cooler with the push of a button. And right now, save $350 at sunsetter.com. That's sunsetter.com. Life's better under a Sunsetter. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Your favorite fan shows are available as a podcast. What a concept. And don't miss exclusive podcast content like Austin and Burn. Listen on your schedule from anywhere in the world. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
The great thing.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a Care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a Care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
They refer to each other as stupid f***s, so they must get along.
We fight a lot, but at the end of the day, it's okay, because we really do hate each other.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Timmy's out today. Joshua Perry is with me. I actually have a bone to pick with another person who works here at The Fan. Somebody that you know.
Okay.
It's not Tyvus. It's not T-Bone.
All right.
It's Bo Bishop.
Ah!
Let me tell you why. I've known Bo for a long time.
How many years?
Our wives are friends. They worked together at Channel 4 back in the day. My wife was a producer. His wife was an anchor at Channel 4. I don't know, probably 20 years.
Oh, wow.
Known Bo a long time.
Yeah.
Bo lives up in Northeast Ohio, does a show from up there. So I don't see him very often. You know, but when he comes down, like to get together, shoot the breeze.
Do you invite him to the house for pizza?
Well, I didn't get the opportunity because I found out yesterday he was in Dublin for a lacrosse tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't call, didn't text, nothing.
Wow.
So I didn't even have the opportunity to pretend like I was busy.
To just blow him off anyway?
Right. It's just, yes. I would have liked the opportunity. The fact that he didn't even let me know that he was in town hurts my feelings a little bit.
Yeah, I get that. I would be hurt too.
And I didn't know until he was talking about it on the show today.
Yeah, I think he might have mentioned something though on Friday.
I wasn't listening then.
Well, that's on you. That is on you.
I got to listen to every minute of every show that we have on The Fan.
You should support your friends.
I do support my friends, but I also have to listen to other things.
Do you?
Yeah.
What other things?
Oh, lots of other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Got tunes.
Yeah.
Got BBC News I gotta listen to.
Oh, sure. Yes.
Find out what's going on in the world.
That's right.
And take another antidepressant.
Yes.
Got lots of stuff to do.
All right. Fair enough.
Keep myself informed, Joshua.
I mean, for me, I walk around with one AirPod in at all times, just listening to my friends, being supportive.
All your friends?
Yeah, the friends here.
I was going to say, you got a lot of friends that do podcasts that have varying degrees of success.
Which I listen to.
You got to listen to all those too?
Well, I don't listen to every second, but I listen to a lot what I can. Right, flip on the TV.
Uncle Bo, you're dead to me now. Because you didn't call or let me know.
That's sad.
So that I could pretend that I had something to do, so whatever. Or what did I tease? Oh, Sonny Styles. Sonny Styles is bucking a trend. He, of course, signed his deal with the Washington Commanders. He was number zero when he was here at Ohio State. However, he's going to change number 52 in the NFL. He said he was in the team facility and he saw, you know, sort of like their wall of fame for linebackers that have played. and how they all had 50-something. And a guy that he grew up watching, Ray Lewis, Patrick Willis, all these guys were 50-something linebackers. And he said, I'm going to be a 50-something linebacker too.
Mm-hmm.
So he's number 52. Now, I don't know what you think about this, but I yearn for the day where we can get back to traditional numbers in football. I want my wide receivers to be 80-something, damn it.
Yeah.
I want my linebackers to be 50-something. It would make me very happy.
It was funny hearing him make the comment like, oh, man, all these guys who were great in the past, they all wore numbers in the 50s. It's like, yes, because they had to.
They had to.
There wasn't.
That's right.
There wasn't
there was a
choice.
Designated set of numbers that you could wear based on your position.
That was when I was playing in the league, which wasn't all that long ago. Like, it was for linebackers, you could wear 50s, and then if you had too many, it could overflow into the 40s, or you could wear a number in the 90s. That was it.
But not in the 60s, though.
No.
Because that was reserved for offensive linemen.
That's right. That's right. But now you've got guys who are wearing pretty much like any number. You get single digits guys, which I'm fine actually with, like the skill position guys. If you have a wide receiver that wants to wear number 8, for example, that bad, it really doesn't bother me. But when I look at a defense and I see number 2 standing in the middle, calling out motions and whatnot, it doesn't feel the same as when I see number 55 standing over there calling out the motions and whatnot.
I know this is a very 25-year-old conversation at this point, but I've had enough of the double numbers. I don't want any more double numbers.
What do you mean?
Well, at Ohio State, you'll have 2 number 8s. I don't like it. 1 number 8. You fight for who it's going to be.
How do you get it done?
You fight.
Okay, and then the guy who loses
is dead.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Listen, man. You got nothing to say now,
do you? I mean, the rosters are so damn big. It's like, what, do you want a guy to wear like number 114 out there? Like,
I understand. I understand that, you know, back before we had an NIL, there was some promises made where they want to be number 2. I'll make you number 2. We got 3 other guys that are number 2, but that's okay. I'll be making you number 2. But now we can solve that problem. It's like, I'm sorry, number 2's taken. But you know what's not taken? An extra $25,000. Here you go.
You can buy number 2.
That's right.
I mean,
here you go.
The whole number thing to me, number culture, a little bit out of control. And when I got to Ohio State, they gave me number 15 originally. And so I wore that. And then I had to change my number because they put me on punt team. And Devin Smith that year was wearing 15 as well. More veteran guy, he got to wear it.
A little faster than you,
yeah,
too.
A lot faster. A
little bit.
Only guy who beat me in long jump in high school, by the way, is Devin Smith.
Devin Smith?
Yeah.
It's a good little story.
Yeah. So anyway, neither here nor there. So they're like, pick a different number. I'm like, great. Which number can I pick from? Well, this is like week 2 or 3 of the season. They're like, you could wear number 31 or number 37. So I just got stuck in an ass number. And then the next offseason comes and I'm like, well, my parents all ordered jerseys and all my friends, I can't change it. And so I ended up with a terrible number.
Why is it an ass number?
Who has worn 37 and you're like, that guy is a baller? Have you ever looked
That's
at
what I mean. You
wearing...
could be the first one.
I mean, there's only a handful of us.
I never understood why people on the basketball team want to wear number 23. That's not a sign of respect. That's a sign of stupidity.
It's a cool number. Well, even if you're not going to wear the cool numbers or the numbers that are legendary, whatever, like, you don't pick 37.
All right, I'm looking now.
37's ugly. So you got William White, who wore it. Dustin Fox wore it.
Famous.
And then
number 37.
Myself. Mecca Don wore 37 at one point.
I got to tell you,
it's a thin list, isn't it?
This list isn't that good.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's a bad number.
Doak Walker, he wore 37. Oh,
yeah.
There you go.
Great. Thank you.
Going down the list here.
Yeah, there's not much there.
There's not much.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
But see, you could have been the person where 40 years from now, people are like, I want number 37. Why? Because Joshua Perry wore number 37.
I don't think, even if I became the greatest there ever was, they'd look at that number and be like, yuck.
I don't know if Browns fans will ultimately be happy about a particular piece of news or annoyed. We'll discuss coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch out for an accident that's on eastbound 33's off-ramp to 270 on the north outer belt, causing some holdup there. And there's a small delay on eastbound 70 on the east side, going from Livingston Avenue to 33. This report is sponsored by Fusion. Crab lovers, this one's for you. Dive into Fusion's Crab Fest, featuring two all-new sushi rolls loaded with flavor. It's fresh, it's fast, and it won't last forever. Roll into Fusion today and taste their world-famous crab rolls before they're gone. It's Crab Fest season at Fusion. Check it out at Fusion.com. Fusion, sushi for you. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Testing live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keel's Cleveland Guardians, who have a one-game lead atop the AL Central, begin a series at home of the Los Angeles Angels tonight. Off night for Cincinnati, who host Washington tomorrow. Former Browns tight end David Njoku, a free agent, today signed a one-year, $8 million contract to join the Los Angeles Chargers. And NBA playoffs tonight, it's Detroit at Cleveland. Game four of the Eastern Semis. Pistons lead the Cavaliers 2-1. Also in the hoops tonight, it's Oklahoma City at L.A. Thunder lead the Lakers 3-0 on the ice in the National Hockey League playoffs. Game four of the Western Conference Semis. Colorado and Minnesota Avalanche hold a 2-1 lead over the Wild. This update brought to you by Metal Supermarkets, your convenience store for metal. Visit Columbus at MetalSupermarkets.com or 2180 Wilson Road for all your metal needs. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The only show that can bring a dead queen back to life. This is Common Man and Timmy.
Fishy has handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow. T-Bone and Tyvis get you started 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. It's Hot Take Tuesday. Bishop and Friends, 9 a.m. to noon. Tuesdays with Tiberi at 10:30. On this show tomorrow, Timmy is still out, but Nicole Sheeran is with me for a full 3 hours, which means my ears are going to bleed. And so will yours. All right, I told you, Joshua Perry's with me today. I told you that I sent Happy Mother's Day text messages with a red heart emoji to every woman that I knew yesterday. And then I found out that red heart means like romantic love. And that was the wrong color heart. I now have been sent a heart emojis and meanings guide.
There you go.
Okay. So red heart, true love, romance, affection.
Ooh.
You, of course, knew all this.
Sure.
You could have helped me out.
Well, I knew about the red heart, at least.
Pink heart, sweet love, or admiration.
Yeah.
Light blue heart, peace, trust, baby boy vibe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Gray heart, neutral, sadness, or sympathy. Why even send a heart, then? I don't understand.
So, sympathy, you would send a heart. You know, somebody, a family member got in an accident, somebody passed away, sympathy.
Orange heart, friendship, care, platonic love.
People should not use that heart.
Orange heart bad?
It's just kind of ugly.
Yellow heart, happiness, positivity, friendship. Green heart, jealousy, eco-friendly, health.
The hippie heart.
Blue heart, loyalty, trust, calmness.
It's a dark blue.
White heart, pure love, peace, sincerity.
What is pure love?
I think someone that you, like your aunt, maybe.
Oh, fair enough.
Actually, it also says people stuck in the friend zone get the white heart.
Imagine getting a text from the girl that you like and she sends you the white heart.
The black heart's not in this guide. But you said you use the black heart all the time.
It's universal. It doesn't need to be in the guide. Use it for any one of those.
The black heart.
Use it for everything.
See, I feel like I can't use it. See, I did reply
to everybody today, and I said, I'm sorry for the red heart emoji. I didn't know. So then I followed it up with an eggplant and a squirting emoji.
That's right. And then you got to put the peach somewhere in there as mm-hmm. well.
Just saying, if you were offended by the red heart, you ain't seen nothing yet.
There you go.
All right. I don't know if Browns fans are going to be happy with this or not. So the Haslams have bought into the Milwaukee Bucks to the point where they are now sort of running the show in Milwaukee. And of course, the Haslams own the Crew as well. But Jimmy Haslam was asked after the Bucks were eliminated from the playoffs, are you going to take a more active role in this team going forward? And he said, yes. And I don't know if Browns fans are happy about that because now he has a new toy to be distracted with and you can let your football people do what they're supposed to do with the Browns, or if that means you let your stupid football people do what they're supposed to do and there's no one to oversee the stupid football people to tell them that they're indeed stupid and you're fired.
All right.
So which one is it?
It's an interesting thing because I think that there are some stupid football people there, but I also think that the Haslams kind of putting their hand in things complicates it because I think you get the stupid from the stupid football people, but then when they have a good idea, the Haslams are like, ah, but what if we don't do your good idea and we do my idea that's not as good? And so maybe
we give Deshaun Watson $500 million.
Bingo. So maybe, just maybe, if he's over there with the Milwaukee Bucks and he's doing his thing there, as long as the checks are clear and you can spend the money, because it's not been their issues, the spending of money, I think people should be fine with this. I personally don't like over-involved owners. Your thing typically was not being a masterful football mind. Maybe you've tinkered with businesses that have had success. Think this is a little bit out of the realm of a traditional business. Like if you want to do a lot of tinkering with the business, go over with the marketing kids, go over with the promotions people. But football, the business of that is the product being good. You shouldn't meddle too much.
I agree when it comes to meddling in personnel, but I cherish the owners that actually have standards.
Sure.
And say, this is what I expect.
Right.
This is what I want. Now, I'm going to give you all the funds necessary to achieve what I want. That's the type of involvement that I like.
I agree with that. But this idea of we're flip-flopping GMs constantly.
Yeah.
Because whatever the flavor of the month is, and I really don't know how to hire people because that's not my thing. We do the same thing with coaches. And then all of a sudden, now you're a draft expert when it's time to bring in players. Those are the owners that need to just cut the checks.
The NFL says the full schedule release will be on Thursday, which means every single team, they're putting together their little cute video.
Where are you at on the videos?
I think it's overdone at this point.
Agree.
I think it was fine. And now I think they're purposely holding back the schedule so they can do these stupid videos.
Yeah.
Just give us the damn schedule. What we did find out today is that the Giants are going to host the Cowboys for the first Sunday night football game of the season.
Well, you never see that.
My God. You know what? If I was emperor of the world, I think my first order of business, even before world peace and stopping wars and all that, is no more NFC East on primetime television. I'm so sick of it.
It happens rarely, right? It mm-hmm. doesn't. Yeah.
And now this has been, oh, this is John Harbaugh's debut. Yes. Is John Harbaugh a star quarterback that I need to be watching? He's the coach of a crappy team.
Yeah, but he's one of the personalities in this reality.
He's not a personality.
He is in this
he's
reality.
He's dry as a popcorn fart.
In this reality TV show that we call the NFL, he is absolutely one of the personalities that's involved. Absolutely.
He's not a person. Rex Ryan's a personality.
No, I'm not saying he has a big personality, but I'm saying him as a person. Like, this is something that is a part of storylines. He is a good coach who is taking over a team that was bad, but they were banged up and they were young and they've got pieces and he should be able to get it on track and people should want to tune in to watch him make the Giants a better football team.
That's great. You know where else I can see that storyline? Sunday at 1.
Well, got to put it in prime time.
No, you don't have to put it in prime time.
Do.
No,
that's
stop
what they
it.
Do.
We're going to have to do with this with the Chiefs this year.
And you know what's funny?
Too, is all is Pat Mahomes going to play or not? We're going to put him in primetime anyway.
And you know what's funny is they'll be like, this was our biggest Sunday night audience that we've seen in X amount of years.
I know.
And that's how they're going to justify it to
I know. Teddy, doesn't it bother you as a Cowboy fan to never have anything on at 1 o'clock? Or do you like all these night games?
I enjoy the primetime games, but I mean, they have an occasional 1 o'clock game, I should say. There's sometimes, hey, it's the Cowboys and the Falcons playing, it'll be a 1 o'clock game. But, you know, for the most part, yeah, they're primetime or the 4:25 game. Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, there's a lot wrong with
it. People tune in to watch the NFC East, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
People tune in to watch compelling matchups.
Do they?
Yeah. Are we past that now? We always talk about how the NFL can go out and whatever two teams, doesn't matter with the market, you put them on, they get a number.
Yes.
But we still fall into this trap that we got to put the Cowboys on national television all the time.
So I think that we have fallen into that trap. But I also think that the NFL people have done such a good job of marketing that they'll tell you that any of the matchups they put anywhere are compelling. Because it's the NFL and it's built on parity and these are the best in the business. Where I joke around with all my college football people who don't watch a ton of NFL, there's a lot of games that look like Iowa versus Wisconsin that happen in the NFL to me. There are a lot of games that are 10-9 late in the game, not a lot of the ball being moved up and down the field, but we're supposed to believe that all of these games are so awesome because it's the NFL. I think we got to start being a little bit more honest about that. If we were watching on a Saturday, we would be like, Kirk Ferentz and his son need to figure out how to move the damn football up and down the field.
You're the same person, though, that watches the UFL.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Which I want to talk to you about.
We should.
Coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch for traffic slowing down due to an accident if you're on Westerville Road at Morse Road. We also have traffic backing up due to a crash that's on Harrisburg Pike at Brown Road. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Good news. Jack has personally invited the fan to the Memorial Tournament, and we're broadcasting 30 hours of live content, and we'll try not to embarrass ourselves.
Sponsored by Ohio for Responsible Gambling. Visit pausebeforeyouplay.org.
Feeling. Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We stay mainly clear and dry overnight into Tuesday morning across central Ohio with overnight lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Tuesday, a lot of sunshine and dry, high temps, low 70s. Cold front comes in early on Wednesday with a 60% chance of some rain showers and high temps at about 70 degrees. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Panama and Ted would like to inform you that this ain't one of them. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I talked to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. You know, my mom came over for dinner on Saturday night for our little Mother's Day celebration, and I made one of her favorites for dinner, linguine with clam sauce. You probably never had it before. It's a very Italian thing.
Allergies.
You can't do the clams?
No, sir.
Yeah. There's no peanuts in it, though.
Well, that's good.
But you know what you need when you make a linguine with clam? You need that linguine to be nice and al dente.
Because
if it's not, if it's too mushy,
it
doesn't do the clam justice. So I want you to go up to your significant other and say, hey, honey, is my linguine satisfying your clam? Maybe the answer is going to be, no, my clamshell is shut. You better get that linguine nice and hard. Go see my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. See what I did there?
So some of the most creative work.
Total personal story.
That was phenomenal.
Little food in there.
10 out of 10.
Yeah. That's ED is what I'm talking about. Erectile dysfunction, if you didn't know. My friends at Tri-State Men's Health have an expert staff. And if you're like a lot of men, you could be eating linguine with clams the day after your appointment. Give them a call today, 800-900-9654, or visit tristatemenshealth.com. When you call, just yell clam on the phone. They'll know what you're talking about. Joshua Perry's with me today. We're talking about football and what constitutes a good matchup, bad matchup, how much of it is marketing, why does the NFL keep putting NFC East games on primetime television. But I have a bone to pick with you. So the Aviators lost again.
Oh, did they?
This weekend. Teddy, I'm sure you watched the whole thing. It was great.
Yeah, it's disappointing. Yeah, you know, St. Louis got them.
Yeah, it's a good team, though, St. Louis. What are you going to do?
They are.
So Aviators back in last place of the UFL. And when this team was first announced here, I said, I'm familiar with the product. And just because they put a closer product to me geographically doesn't mean I'm going to cheer for this garbage product. And it is garbage. I have tried. I've tried this year to watch.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried to not be a fuddy-duddy and cheer for the local team. Yay! Go, Aviators! I can't do it. It's so bad. The product is so bad.
Uh-huh.
I can't watch it.
I'm about to tap out. I'm there with you.
I'm glad that you're saying this. It makes me feel better. I may invite you over for pizza.
So, to explain why, I think it's a combination of things. Is the product is not good. Right? I knew that when I signed up to start watching it. I watched other spring leagues. I'd personally been on the sidelines doing those dumb interviews when the USFL was a thing down in Birmingham. So I knew exactly what I was getting into.
Did you have to interview referees?
No,
and ask
I
them about pass interference calls?
I didn't. But I did interview Todd Haley when he was the coach of one of those teams, and it was not a great experience with the guy. Just an aside there. They've gone too far, though. Interviewing an official while the game is being played, like in between a snap, is crazy. And the idea that you think that you're going to get anything valuable from an official, and especially in the middle of a game, is nuts. I thought it was cool where they would put the walkie-talkies and you could hear them calling plays. I thought it was really cool where you could go up to a coach right after they come out of a timeout for a big fourth down and say, hey, what did you call? Or when a player scores a touchdown, you go right up to them. What happened during the play? All that stuff to me was like, wow, this is innovation. This is cool. It's a different lens inside the product. They have gone too far with gimmicks for me. And I can't do it anymore. It's hard to watch. Like, the product's not good, and I think the TV gets in the way of it, too.
Yes, first and foremost, the football is bad.
It's bad.
We can agree
on
that.
But I knew that. I knew that. But now the TV has gotten in the way of
the TV's
the
bad,
terrible.
And the football's bad.
Yes. And they try to dress it up. Kurt Menefee, love him. Joel Klatt, right? Like, I think he's great. Good job,
no, you
Joel.
Don't, you liar.
Good job, Joel.
Stop it.
They're trying to put talent that people would want to listen. It doesn't work at all. Not a part of it works right now.
But I got something to make you feel better. LaMelo Ball
oh, God.
Has had a kid. All right. And celebrities sometimes give their kids weird names. I mean, his name is LaMelo.
Sure. LiAngelo.
Anyway, yeah. LaMelo Ball. First of all, his life partner, he's 24, she's 36, which, yay, whatever. Let him live. Her name is Anna Montana.
Uh-huh.
That's her stage name, where she is an Instagram influencer. She's a model. She has roughly 3 million followers. So I didn't look her up, but they had to get IVF because she's in her mid-30s, and I guess it was difficult to conceive. But their son was born in January of this year, and his name is LaOne, L-A, and then capital O-N-E.
Yeah.
LaOne. So, that's nice.
I've got really strong and complicated thoughts on this topic.
Okay.
And I'll start with this. There is not a history and a culture for naming when it comes to black people, and in particular, descendants of slavery. So this is where people make fun of like different names that are culturally black. Like that is just because people had to come up with names because they weren't connected to a culture that had a longer standing. I also don't agree with doing it because somebody's going to look at that on an application and be like, this can't be serious. It can't be. But this is a problem nowadays generally, right? I'm a very traditional person. I want to set my kids up best way that I can. I went with James and I went with Charlotte, like two very traditional, can't assume anything names. We got kids being named River. We got kids being named Rain. We got,
well, those are white people.
I know, but that's why I'm saying this is across cultures.
It's not just a black thing.
No, I can't take people seriously right now because they can't name their kids serious things. Why do we do this to the children?
The children.
I have such a problem with it. Oh,
you at no point thought about naming your kids anything weird.
Clover, Pepper, Denim. These are real names. You're laughing right now. These are real names.
No, I know, because my daughter will come home and talk about some of the kids at school.
Yeah.
And she just says, I don't say to her face, like, that's a stupid name. But she'll tell me, like, so-and-so did this. Like, oh, so-and-so's an idiot.
Yeah.
Well, they're not an idiot. Their parents are idiots.
Yeah, Pepper. You named your child Pepper.
Teddy? What was the weirdest kid name when you were a kid? I bet it wasn't even that weird.
No, there was the one is jumping out. We had a couple kids. One was named Preston.
Preston's in now.
Yeah,
there's lots of Prestons.
Back then, had a kid in our class named Forrest.
Forrest, nice white trash name.
But that's all I can think of top of my head.
Whatever happened to all the Codys? Like, I went to school with a bunch of kids named Cody. I don't know anybody in society right now.
They all grew up to be in pharmaceutical sales.
Named Cody. Like, I don't have a neighbor. I don't have a friend named Cody right now. What happened to all the Codys?
Cody was good because then you could name him the Code Man.
Codester.
What's up, Codester, Code Man? You know, I'll tell you, my name was the most popular name in America for like 25 straight years.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I think if you go to a grade school, I don't think you can find a Michael.
No. Some of these names are starting to boomerang back, though.
And I wonder if when, like, my kid grows up.
Yes.
I love my daddy. I'm going to name my kid Michael.
That's what I did. I love my dad, so I named my son James. And so, like, James is one of the top 10 most popular names right now.
It's a strong name. It's my dad's name.
It's a lot of people's dad's names, and now it's starting to boomerang back. You might have a grandson named Michael one day.
That'd be nice.
Wouldn't it? What an honor.
Or Forrest. Right,
or
Teddy?
Or Pepper.
Yes.
You're hooked on Pepper.
Denim. Clover. River.
In my experience, too, if you are naming your kid after something you can't afford, that's
Mercedes.
Also Mercedes, Bentley.
Oh,
stuff
God.
Like, stuff like that. Right. You probably...
Yeah, I have an issue with this. I feel like you better have a good middle name, or the initials better just go together so your kid can go by a nickname, because some of these names are not helping them in life.
And I want to talk about a quarterback competition involving a man that we know from Michigan. That's coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a disabled vehicle that's causing some holdup on westbound 70 on the west side at West Broad Street. There's also about a 5-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side from 670 to 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Shores and Islands, Ohio. You are here, soaking up the sunshine, easing into island time, kicking back and jumping in, sipping, sunning, and settling in. Visit shoresandislands.com and plan your summer escape today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Common Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
A show with copious amounts of fart sounds. Emphasis on copious.
Oh no, I get a fart, but I don't know which way to lean.
This is Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your stupid audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Click! Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care, Heating, and Cooling. Timmy is not here. Joshua Perry is with me. He's named his son Pepper.
Pepper. I mean, all right, so let's say some guy comes in and he's got to meet with you like back in the day when I was first doing stuff here, and he doesn't say, hey, remember when you said I was terrible for everybody here in Columbus?
And his name is Pepper?
And his name is Pepper. Like, you're probably
going to... Is he qualified for the job?
Now, that's not the question here. You're probably going to be like, Pepper, really? Really? You got a nickname?
Let me tell you something.
You got a nickname, guy?
We're so desperate for quality people here in the radio business. If Pepper had pants on, he's hired.
Okay. All right.
Even then, it's like, well, the fly was undone. That's all right. He put them on. That's a good effort.
Good effort. Good we job. Can teach him how to zip.
The Vikings are apparently going to have a true quarterback competition, according to reports, between J.J. McCarthy, we knew him at Michigan, and Kyler Murray, we knew him from the Lollipop Guild, from The Wizard of Oz. Explain this to me.
Go ahead.
I don't believe there's such a thing as a true quarterback competition. I think this is what coaches say, and they're lying, because every single coach going into, especially a quarterback competition, has someone who he wants to win.
Yes.
Right? There's no such thing as, I just met these two bums on the street, and we're going to see how they do. You, in your world, in your mind, you have an offense that you want to run, and you have a guy that can run it better. And you want to see them actually go out and do it, but you have an outcome in mind. Also, at the quarterback position, it is extremely difficult to have any sense of fairness, because there's only so many first team reps and opportunities to go along.
I agree with that part. But I do think there is this idea of coaches preferring one option wins the competition, but the results bearing out a different solution, right? Like, you could want one of the guys to win, but the other guy is just better in training camp. The other guy goes out there and has a better showing in preseason. And the last thing you do as a coach is pick the guy you wanted because you wanted him, because then you lose everybody. You lose all the other players. You lose the other coaches on staff. Might be a tiff between a coach and a GM preferring different guys, and the coach wants to pick his guy, and the GM's guy played better, right? So I think that's where you can have a true competition. Now, in saying all that, I don't think you bring Kyler Murray in if he wasn't going to be your guy. I don't think this is a true competition.
I don't either.
Yeah, but I do think they exist in the world.
But not this one.
Not this one. Not this one. I think, so the Browns is an interesting one.
All right, let's talk about that.
I think that there are outcomes that certain people would want to see. I think that they're literally like, okay, which guy is going to give us the best chance to win some games right now? And there are pluses and minuses to each one, right? Like, I think there are a lot of people who are like, oh, you know, Shador is, you know, holds the ball a little bit too much. Like, does he have the deep ball that Deshaun has? All the different things, but he is a cheaper option for them into the future and a player you can build around for longer because he's young. Then you have Deshaun, which is like, he was a first rounder for a reason. He's got all the athletic traits, whatever, whatever. Also, if this guy has a good year after all of the things that we have gone through with him and we might have to pay him, that's not great for us. So I think they're kind of just like, there are good and bad with all of these and we'll just play it out and see what happens.
And we're both agreeing that Dylan Gabriel's not even involved in this. Exactly.
Yes.
Okay. You talked about losing the rest of the team, because I do think that's an important thing that we don't talk about enough, where there is almost this game that you have to play because you don't want to upset the veterans on that team. Because us in the media and the fans, we can sit around and talk about, oh, this team stinks, and if they win six games, it's fine, and you know, you're working for draft position. But if your livelihood's on the line and you're a veteran, you rightly, whether it's, you know, insane or not, you're going in thinking, I got to tell you, we can win some games.
Yes.
We can win every single game. That's where your mindset should be. But if a coach week one says this untested guy is going to be our guy, then you run the risk of those veterans checking out.
Yes.
Having a mutiny on your hands.
Losing trust with the players in the locker room, especially the veterans. And that's a hard thing to come back from. It takes a long time to build trust, right? So years and years for some of these coaches, they have been like, trust me on this. We're going to do it this way. It's going to work. And they've built it up. And then the moment you say, trust me on this, is going to work, and then you do the opposite of what everybody knows that you should do, you're done. It's almost impossible to come back from.
It's almost like Buckeyes win the championship, right? Cardale's the guy.
It's the thing I was thinking about a second ago.
And then you come back the next year and you're going to play this game where both guys are getting opportunities, and it goes against everything you've previously said.
We had players with different allegiances to different guys. And so there was that as a coach that you're trying to battle. I know Urban preferred the offense to look a certain way. I think he generally preferred JT's running style over Cardale's, but Cardale opened up the offense with verticality and the way that he could throw the ball down the field. And I think that some people liked having that as a bigger option than what you got with JT. And I remember this story has been told numerous times. We're playing the first game of the year in 2015 in Blacksburg, Virginia. And the first offense is getting ready to take the field. And both of the quarterbacks are looking at Urban.
Who's going out there?
They don't know. They don't know. So even he was acutely aware of how big of a decision that was, to the point where he didn't make the call until the first offense was getting ready to go out on the field. So,
which camp were you in, by the way?
The camp that I was in was, I felt like there were a lot of things mentioned with Cardale that could put us over the top. There was something about JT and just the way that he was able to galvanize, the way that he was able to come up with plays, where I appreciated the way that JT played a little bit more at the time. Now, I think you put either one of them into the offense, and it's like, anybody can make a play.
As long as you're committed to one of them.
And by the way, like, it wasn't a huge, if one of these guys starts, there's going to be a mutiny in the locker room. Like, we liked both of those guys. We knew that we could win games with either one. We won a championship with the dude who hadn't played basically all year. And the guy who was playing before him wasn't even supposed to play that year, by the way, because Braxton was supposed to be a starting quarterback.
Right.
So for us, it was kind of like, take your pick, but also in training camp, we kind of like to know the guy who we're supposed to follow. Quarterback's supposed to be a big leader.
That's
on
kind
your
of
team.
A big deal, isn't it?
It is a big deal.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be, I like to think of it like this. There's a voice in the front of the room. A voice. You can't have two quarterbacks in the front of the room trying to have command over everything.
Well, let me ask you this, though, too. Was there ever a period of time, because we just sort of accepted the fact that, no, you're hurt, you can't play this position anymore, you got to switch. Was there ever a period of time where Braxton said, no, hell with that. I'm going to play quarterback. I'm going to try and play quarterback.
I think in an ideal world, he would have wanted to, but I'm not sure he was ever confident that his arm was going to be the same. And he's looking and saw the same thing. I say this all the time about Braxton. It's the most electric player that I have ever seen in person with the ball in his hands. The things that he could do, he could run by you. He could make you miss in a phone booth. He had underrated strength in his lower body, so he could move through contact.
You saw it in that game in Blacksburg that you're talking about.
Right. I mean, the ridiculous things that he could do. So I think there were a lot of us that were kind of like, well, you know, Braxton had been the guy and won silver football, whatever it was, 2 years. It's like, oh, we'd love for this. And then you hear he's playing wide receiver and you're like, well, this could be a lot of fun too. And then you just move on to the next thing.
Right.
Yeah.
But I wonder if it was it easy for him to move on to the next thing.
I don't know if it was easy, but I think he understood that it was probably the right thing to do.
Okay.
You got two guys who just played lights out football the last year. You're coming off of a shoulder that you don't even know if it's going to be the same as it was before. Are you going to be 100% when it comes to throwing rather than just catching the football? So I think it was kind of his deal to, at a certain point, go and be like, I think I need to make this change.
Do you think Urban was caught by surprise that Cardale even came back?
I think a lot of us were.
You thought he was just gone.
I don't know a lot of players that call a press conference to say that they're coming back.
Not then, at least.
Yeah.
Maybe now with NIL you would.
That was a rarity. So, you know, there were a lot of guys, too, where underclassmen that were eligible. And Luke Fickell sent me a text literally before you had to declare. And he was like, hey, haven't really talked to you. Like, I don't know if you're thinking about it. We should have a conversation. And I texted him back and I'm like, I'm not ready. I'm coming back. But there was a lot of, what is this roster going to look like here, and how are we going to move after this championship season?
All right, Foodgasm is coming up next, and I'm going to put you on the hot seat.
Uh-oh.
We're going to do a little rapid-fire fast food with Joshua Perry.
Pepper.
Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some slowdown due to an accident. That's on Bryce Road at Shannon Road. We also have traffic slowing down due to a crash on the right shoulder of southbound 71 on the north side at 17th Avenue. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Come into your local AAA Tire and Auto Service and save up to $75 on brake service. Save $25 on brake replacement for one axle or $75 off brake replacement for two axles. Terms apply. Offer ends May 30th. See store for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan has a secret radio station. It's called The Fan 2. You can listen to The Bob and Tom Show, Jim Rome, and Buckeye Stuff. Why do they pay me big money to whisper? The Fan 2 is on The Fan's HD2 channel and streaming on The Fan app. You're welcome.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
common man is one soiled bedsheet away from being Jeff Rimmer's legal guardian. This is Man and Timmy.
Happy Monday. Timmy's out today. Joshua Perry is with me. Before I forget, Thursday night at 9, little Common Man's Basement. It's been a while. Join me on YouTube. Just search Common Man's Basement. It's brought to you by our friends at the Lion's Den. And if you've never joined me for one of those, it's me in my basement answering your questions and talking complete and total nonsense with no filter whatsoever. My good friend Pepper will show up with me as well.
Okay.
And Cinnamon.
Cinnamon as a
stripper name.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You ready for some foodgasm?
Yes.
I'm putting you to the test now. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Man and Timmy present...
Oh, yeah.
Foodgasm.
Sponsored by GoGermaine.com. Shop 30 brands and over 4,000 vehicles only at GoGermaine.com.
Joshua, I like to think of myself as a fast food aficionado. And I can tell whether I like somebody or not just based off on what they order at particular restaurants. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a fast food establishment, and I want to hear what you are ordering for lunch when you pull up.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
This has got to be a real meal, too. You can't just order everything on the menu.
I wouldn't do that.
All right. So I'm going to give you your choice to start between McDonald's or Burger King. What type of person are you?
Mickey D's.
All right, Mickey D's, what are you ordering?
This is unfortunate, the order I'm about to give you. So I'm going to get a 10-piece chicken McNugget.
All right.
Barbecue sauce. Upgrade that to a large, so a large fry
large
with it.
Large fry, large drink.
Coke Zero to drink. And then I'd also like a triple cheeseburger with extra pickles.
Triple cheese with extra pickles.
Yes, sir.
First of all, I applaud you for going above and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
Not just sticking with a traditional value meal.
Right.
You've added another item.
Yes.
I will tell you this. I have eaten at McDonald's more than any other fast food establishment in the world. I have never had a triple cheeseburger.
It's unfortunate.
I've always been a double cheese guy. I get a double cheese all the time.
See, that's for the people who, you know, double cheeseburger, it's like the common food, right? The triple.
The triple's where it's at?
Is where it's at.
All right. Taco Bell.
I really, really, really dislike Taco Bell.
You do?
I do.
See, now?
Now.
You don't have to do it if you don't want to do it.
I've done it.
All right.
I've done it. So I did a brand deal with Taco Bell, as a matter of fact, a couple of years ago. So they gave
me... You'll take their money, though.
They gave me a nice bomber jacket, some Taco Bell branded Crocs slides, which are some of my favorite footwear for when I'm not out of the house, and a whole bunch of Taco Bell gift cards. So I'm going to keep it simple. I want a... What's the taco with the soft and the hard together?
Cheesy Gordita Crunch?
Yeah, no, is that the one that's just like the actual shell and not the pressed one? So there's one where they put a soft taco shell.
There's a double-decker taco.
Okay.
Right? Which is a flour tortilla with beans and then the hard shell.
Okay.
And then taco fixings. There's a cheesy gordita crunch, which is the gordita flatbread.
Right, I don't eat that one.
Okay.
It's the other one that you're talking about, but no beans because I'm allergic. And then I'm going to need 2 or 3 orders of Cinnatwist and a Baja Blast.
All right, for as much respect as I gave you on that first outing to McDonald's, that's a disgrace. For all of us who enjoy Taco Bell.
What are you eating?
Just a total disgrace. Anything other than that.
Okay.
I also contend that there's no in-between on Taco Bell. You either love everything at Taco Bell or nothing at Taco Bell, and you just proved my point right there.
Yeah, I think I kind of did.
Wendy's.
Wendy's. I love Wendy's. Love Wendy's. I could go 100 different directions here. I could. Do you want to go, you said, for lunch?
Because yeah, you pulled up.
I love the breakfast there.
No, no breakfast.
Okay.
It's got to be lunch.
All right, so these are also big meals for lunch. This would be more of what I would do if I was pulling up there for dinner. It's neither here nor there. So I'm probably doing a similar thing. I'm going to get nuggets, but not a 10-piece. I like their nuggets. I don't like them that much. Not the spicy ones. Those tear me up. But I'll probably do like a 6-piece nugget with a large fry and a Coke Zero. And then I will do either a Dave's double or the fish sandwich when it's available as my add-on. Not a huge Frosty guy, so I'll skip the Frosty.
No Frosty.
No Frosty.
That's one of my big pet peeves, by the way, is that Wendy's does not have the fish sandwich available.
I love
all year
the fish sandwich.
I love a good fish sandwich.
Yes.
It's delicious. Popeyes has a good flounder sandwich, too.
You know who's got one that's delicious is Bojangles.
Bojangles is a good fish sandwich?
Yeah.
See, a couple years back, I did some show research at Lenten time, and I went and had the fish sandwiches from all of these places.
There you go.
And I ranked them. And I'll tell you, the one that surprised me was Steak and Shake's fish sandwich.
Really?
Which also is not available all the time.
Huh.
But it was very good. All right. Chick-fil-A? Are you a Chick-fil-A guy?
So here's the thing. Chick-fil-A uses peanut oil, but it's 100% refined, so there is no peanut protein left, and I can eat it.
How did you discover that?
It's advertised on their
website. Just years of trial and error of not dying?
It's advertised.
All right.
All right, so let me do I'm going to do the original chicken sandwich.
Uh-huh.
Extra pickles on that bad boy.
My wife does that with the extra pickle.
Honey mustard.
Oh, no, you're a honey mustard.
I love honey mustard. Large fry, large drink, probably a lemonade if I'm going to Chick-fil-A. Then I'm either going to add on a 12-count nugget, because those go down so easy, or a 4-count tender. Sometimes I like to get a mac and cheese with the grilled chicken. Mix it in there, throw in the buffalo sauce, and now you're really cooking.
Mm. All right, I'm going to give you a wild card one now. You can choose Culver's. Is there a different place? Maybe a Five Guys. What's the wild card location? Popeyes?
Bojangles is my deal.
All right.
Now, the issue with the Bojangles up here versus down south is they don't do the bone-in chicken.
Correct.
So I end up getting the tenders, get the 5-piece tender. I love the fries. It's the best fry in fast food, in my opinion. I like the steak fry. I like the seasoning that comes on it. So I'll get a large fry, and then I'll probably get a medium fry to go along
wow.
with it as well.
Wow, all right.
And I'm getting a sweet tea. I might get an extra biscuit, depending on the day, with some honey to go on that. And then a Bowberry biscuit as a nice little treat for, I might eat it before I even get home, just the ride home.
That's a good diabetic coma right there. Good move on the honey on the biscuit.
That's right.
Don't sleep on that.
That's right.
Hey, did I remember correctly? Are you not a Popeyes guy?
I hate Popeyes. It made me sick one time. Same with KFC. I'm done.
Well, KFC, I understand. But I don't know how you hate Popeyes.
I don't think Popeyes cleans or changes their anything regularly.
Well, I knew a guy who loved Popeyes so much that he knew the day that his favorite location changed the grease.
Mine doesn't have a day.
And so same, of course they have a day.
Same grease from the day it opened.
Of course they have a day. Stop it. $14 could buy you some history. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a couple minutes slowdown if you're on southbound 270 on the East Outer Belt, going from Main Street to 33, and expect about a 5-minute delay if you're on westbound 670 between 71 and 315. This report is sponsored by Sunsetter. With a Sunsetter awning, turn your patio into a cool, shaded retreat. Up to 20 degrees cooler with the push of a button. And right now, save $350 at sunsetter.com. That's sunsetter.com. Life's better under a Sunsetter. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. Cleveland Cavaliers try and tie their playoff series with Detroit as they host the Pistons in Game 4 of the NBA's Eastern Semis tonight. Detroit with a 2-1 lead. Oklahoma City is at Los Angeles in the Western Semis. Thunder, a 3-0 lead there. On the ice tonight, just one game. It's Game 4 of the Western Conference Semis. Colorado at Minnesota. Avalanche, a 2-1 advantage. Baseball tonight, Cleveland Guardians at home of the Los Angeles Angels. Guardians with a one-game lead atop the AL Central. Cincinnati Reds have the day off. They'll be at home with Washington tomorrow. Meanwhile, it's been revealed that the first Sunday night game of the NFL season will have the New York Giants hosting Dallas. The full NFL schedule will be released this coming Thursday. This update brought to you by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property? Call John Kozik at TurboTrack Realty for a cash offer today, 614-470-2000. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Pizza expert and the number 4 college basketball expert at the radio station.
Just from looking at your clothes and weight, I can tell you all watch a lot of free network television.
This is Man and Timmy.
It's Dumb Show brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. Timmy's out today. Joshua Perry is with me. Tomorrow, it's Nicole Sheeran for 3 whole hours, so your ears are going to bleed. Mine will too, but we'll have some fun as we try again in vain to find her a feller. I'm not talking about Bob Feller, although her love life is just as alive as Bob Feller.
Oh, the guy at the Target or whatever felt like he was pretty promising, you know?
Nope.
The ginger, she said, with the trench coat on it.
Do you have a picture of your boyfriend that you can show me?
That was so good on his behalf, though. Like, if you're going to sit here and lie to me, I'm going to make you as uncomfortable as possible.
Do you not have any shame, though? Walk
away. Just tell me. Just tell me. I'm not interested. But instead, you come up with lies to try to let me down easy. Now I feel like a fool. Just say no.
So you're on his side?
Low key. The more I've thought about it, the more I've drifted over to that side.
And then on Wednesday, it is Adam King, who I will use as a human punching bag for 3 full hours. Jason Stark normally joins us today at 5:30, but he's doing something for charity today. I said, get your priorities straight, you piece of crap. So instead, he's going to join us tomorrow at 5:30 in place of Timmy time. All right, $14, Joshua, can buy you some history. So tonight, Lakers-Thunder. Lakers can be eliminated. And there is a chance, although a lot of people think he's going to come back and play somewhere, even if it's not with the Lakers, this could be LeBron's last NBA game. If so, you can get in the door. Last time I checked some of the secondary ticket websites, for $14.
Wow.
To watch this game in L.A. tonight. Do you think this will be LeBron's last game, or do you think he comes back next year and does it again?
I think he comes back. I think he does it again. It's hard to try to figure out what he wants to do, right? He's done it for a long time. Don't know if there's really another ring in his future, which is probably something that he desires, but you just can't say that's going to happen definitively. But he's not slowing down. That's the thing. Like he's still playing really good basketball. He's more hurt than he's ever been. It's like the one thing about him. But in terms of production, it's like, that's LeBron. So I'm sure he probably feels like he could still go back out there and impact the game. Like, I don't see why he would stop right now.
Does he do it with the Lakers or move on someplace else?
I think he's moving on. And then there's the question of, what do they do with Bronny at that point?
Yeah.
What would you do with him?
You're asking the wrong guy. Teddy? Because I don't pay attention to any of this crap.
I'm surprised how Bronny's not terrible. He's not going to be a guy that's in your rotation, but he could be, like, if there's injuries that happen to you, some of your starters.
He's turned out to be better than a lot of people thought he was going to be.
Yeah,
right?
I am amazed. He is not like an embarrassment, to the players out there. He can come out and actually play a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, he's not good. But no, he's certainly made improvements.
But he's not terrible.
No, people are like, this guy can't play in the NBA at all. And that's just, it's not true. Like, he's not a guy you're going to depend on, but like, he can play.
He's no Beanie Wells.
Oh, yeah.
Beanie gets you 10 and 10 every single night.
Tyvus probably tell you the same thing.
I've just got that big ass working now,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah. He's backing them down.
Post you
like
the paint.
Jared Sullinger.
Do you think LeBron doesn't get the credit that he should get from some people just because he's bounced around so much?
Yes. I'm you're asking the wrong guy this question. I am a LeBron stan. I'm a LeBron defender. We haven't seen anything quite like it. Just we have the GOAT conversation, whatever you want to do. I don't care about that. I've not seen anything like it. The longevity, which some people say is not a stat, it's hard to avoid at this point what he's been able to do production-wise at his age. Again, we can talk about the moving from team to team, but people act like Boston didn't have a big three and LeBron was trying to put himself in a situation where he could compete with that, right? Like that was a real thing for him. He carried his first stint with the Cavs, carried that team, carried them, right? And so he goes to Miami, has to do his thing. Don't fault him for that. Came back to Cleveland, gave him a championship, and then goes to the Lakers because he wants to be part of one of the most historic franchises, whatever the case is. I'm here for it. But no, I think people like to, they like to discredit the moving of teams, the not having as many rings as Jordan. They say that he is a flopper and a complainer, but people act like Jordan never begged for a call one time in his life. Like it's a little bit out of control. And maybe the further away from it we get, the more we start to appreciate it.
I almost liken it to like high-end stereo equipment, right? Where the better you get, I'm the guy that has the speakers and I got the stereo and I sit there and I actually listen to it. And this is a very expensive hobby if you get into it, because at a certain point, I mean, everything sounds good. Mm-hmm. It's all good. You pay a certain amount of money, you're going to get a good sounding stereo.
Right.
But then what the real lunatics do is they take the stuff that's really good and they nitpick it to death. Right? Because you're trying to find the ultimate. You're trying to increase by 0.5%
sure.
your enjoyment level. And you may spend $50,000 more to achieve that 0.5%, where a normal person would sit down and say, well, it all looks good to me. It all sounds good to me. I think that's what we do sometimes with the greatest athletes, is that we all just accept that they're great.
Yeah.
Right? But then we take the greatest of the great and we try and nitpick them to the point where we can find the ultimate. And I don't know if you can, because the games are different, the generations are different, the eras are different. And so it's impossible to compare and contrast because the games are so drastically different.
I think the other part that we deal with in this generation and moving forward for the guys that are coming up trying to be the next star of any league is you got First Take that comes on every morning, right? That wasn't a thing back in the day.
Right.
And you've got social media where everybody can cherry pick your worst moments and they can blast them out and say, this is why this guy isn't great.
Right.
And that just wasn't a thing in the past. And so I think part of this is like, we're in the most critical era you could ever be in as an athlete. And you just, that's something you just have to deal with, but it's a reality.
Cavs can even it up with the Pistons tonight. You think they do it?
I hope they do it. I told you about this. The last series I checked out, I think I told you.
Yeah, you told me.
Yeah, they were pissing me off. And I was close. I was close, but Saturday gave me a little bit of juice. So I think they can even this thing up.
You'll be there tonight?
Beware.
I mean, just invested, watching.
I will be halfway invested. This is if
halfway
I see...
Halfway invested's not invested.
If I see too many bricks... And too many turnovers early on from James Harden, I'm out. I'll turn it on something else.
Look how you have managed to
watch the cookout on Tubi.
Like week 8 in the Columbus Aviators UFL season.
There's nothing on the
line
for
me. But you're in game 4 of this series, and you're like, nah, I'm done.
There's nothing on the line for me with that. Here's the reality of the situation. The only team that I will, through thick and thin and ups and downs, like let... have my emotional energy like that is Ohio State football.
Okay.
Because I bled for that program. Everybody else, thumbs up, have a good time. I'm out of here.
Were you always like that though, even growing up as a kid?
Yeah. As a kid, I've never really had teams. I just had players that I liked. So those guys typically didn't let me down. They were the best.
Teddy, what do you think about tonight? You're an NBA guy.
I think the Cavs will get it done again tonight. You know, Harden had the the nice finish to that game three that won the game for him. And he's been terrible in the playoffs. So they need to get something from James Harden. He had a little bit at the end of that game. Hopefully he carries it over to game four. I think they get it done, even it up, and send it back to Detroit.
Right, I have a stat for you about a particular location that I've always found very fascinating. And I'm going to ask you, I want you to think about it. You have one NFL running back to pick, right? One season, one guy, who's it going to be? That's coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some stop-and-go traffic that's causing a five-minute delay on eastbound 33 between 270 and Hamilton Road on the east outer belt. There's also a five-minute delay due to an accident that's on East Cook Road, causing holdup between Mays Road and Carl Road. This report is sponsored by Summit Racing Equipment. Summit Racing has the parts, tools, and accessories to keep your ride summer road trip ready. You'll find everything for pre-trip maintenance and essentials, like emergency roadside kits. Shop summitracing.com and enroll in the rewards program to get more power in every purchase. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Bishop and Friends.
You felt completely safe dropping your kids off. Like, my parents didn't even hesitate to drop me off at Holiday Village Mall in Great Falls, Montana for 6 hours.
Bishop and Friends, sponsored by Diamond Seller.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on The Fan.
Hello, it's Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Now, Tuesday looks mainly sunny across central Ohio with high temps in the low 70s. Cold front comes in late into early Wednesday morning with a 60% chance of some rain showers. Highs on Wednesday near 70. Behind that cold front Thursday, mainly dry with high temperatures in the low 60s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
We interrupt office ping pong to bring you an immature radio show.
Oh, yeah.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. You know, low testosterone's a thing. When dudes get into their 30s, they start losing 2 to 3% of their testosterone production every single year. And what they're seeing at Tri-State is that even younger guys are coming in and they're suffering from low T because of all the, microplastics in your ween and stuff like that. I don't know. I'm just saying younger guys are coming in.
Plastic.
So I want you to be stronger in the gym. I want you to be sharper at work and I want you to be better in the bedroom. Go in, get your numbers checked like I did. Maybe they'll come to you like they came to me and said, you're like a woman. You have negative testosterone. Give you a little quick shot in the ace. And you feel like a new man. Go see my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. 800-900-9654 or visit TriStateMen'sHealth.com. All right, first, a stat for you. Today, in the artist formerly known as Barrow, Alaska, the northernmost city in the United States. It is a name now that I cannot pronounce. It is a, what do we call it? Indigenous name.
Yes.
Indigenous people's name. The sun rose above the horizon at 2:57 a.m. local time and will not set again for 84 straight days or until August 2nd. Now, I find this astonishing.
Mm-hmm.
Like how people can live. But I mean, if you grew up doing that, it's just part of the seasons and you adjust to it and you have blackout curtains and you have all those things. But can you imagine living in a place where the sun will not set for 84 straight days?
I'd struggle with it. The sleep part for me, like sleeping's the best thing that I do. So I think I would figure that out. But it's this idea of when, like what time is it? You know, when you're sitting during the summer, you don't invite anybody over, so you don't know about this. When you're sitting in the summer and you got your friends in the yard, right? You watch the sun go down and then time passes and you have an idea of how long you've been hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
They got no idea. You got to really be tuned into your watch.
Well, I mean, maybe they know how long they've been hanging out when they piss their pants and realize they've had 27 beers.
It's a hard way to find out. You know, you'd like to have the sun set so you can govern all those behaviors, right?
Wow.
That would be the struggle for me.
Well, there's light differences.
Yeah,
right?
But we're getting into a little bit too much nuance because if you're, you know, if you had a few at that point, it's like, I don't know what I'm seeing in the first place. I could tell light and dark. The differences to me are, you know.
What would drive you more crazy? The sun being up all the time or in the wintertime, it's the opposite?
Yeah, I couldn't do that. No. Give me sun all day. I'd go crazy.
Most people would.
Yeah.
All right. Adrian Peterson. The Vikings have announced that Adrian Peterson's going to be inducted into their Ring of Honor this season. All, like, you know, child-beating jokes aside, Adrian Peterson, one of the best running backs of all time.
Yes.
Right? We can all agree on that. You, Joshua Perry, have one running back to pick. Can be any generation, any era, any style. Big bruiser, fast guy, catches balls out of the backfield. Who's it going to be?
So I've got to go with a childhood favorite of mine, and that is LaDainian Tomlinson.
Excellent pick.
That was the first jersey of any athlete I ever owned. He was my favorite player to watch for a very long time. He was like 5'10", 225, so he was stout, but he ran a 4.4 at the combine, so he had the speed. He was a guy who could legitimately catch the football out of the backfield. So he's a weapon anywhere across the line of scrimmage and in space. Like, he could do anything. And by the way, that run that he had in his MVP year was ridiculous stat-wise. Like, he was just putting up crazy numbers. My favorite, but I also would be my pick.
LaDainian Tomlinson's a good choice. I went back and forth on this. I also went with a guy, or I was thinking about a guy. I'm not going to tell you who I went with until later. Was thinking about a guy who was sort of like the OG LaDainian Tomlinson, and that's Marshall Faulk.
Mm-hmm.
Marshall Faulk sort of changed the way that a running back came out of the backfield and mm-hmm. could be used as that weapon. And what's interesting about Marshall Faulk is, unlike LaDainian Tomlinson, he wasn't really a freakish athlete in any way. You didn't look at him and say, oh my God, that guy is Chris Johnson. He's just going to kill you if he gets into the open field. But he just knew how to play the game of football. And he was very good for an extended period of time.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about him, thinking about Barry Sanders.
Sure.
Thinking about Adrian Peterson, who is the ageless wonder. When a lot of guys were washed up, you know, we talked about that with LeBron, where longevity is not a stat. I beg to differ.
I'm with you.
I think it is.
It is.
I think your ability to withstand the physical limitations of time should be celebrated. And Adrian Peterson could do that. But you want to talk about a guy who, to me, was the perfect combination of all those things we were talking about and just make you pay when he touched you, and that's Walter Payton.
Mm.
And I'll go, that's before my time too, because I'm specifically talking about Walter Payton in 1977. You go back and look at what Walter Payton did in 1977. You're talking about a 14-game schedule. He was over 1,800 yards rushing the ball. 5.5 yards a carry when everybody on that defense knew who was getting the ball.
Oh, yeah.
Every single person. There was no play action BS, this, spread the guys out.
Try to trick you.
Right. You got your entire defense just waiting there at that line of scrimmage for that guy to get the ball, for number 34 to get the ball. And he would still, more often than not, beat you and humiliate you. Mm-hmm. And if you really want to have some fun, if we got some younger people who just think of football as through the lens of what you see today and the passing games that you see today, go back and look at some quarterback stats from 1977. And again, this is the highest form of competition of football in the world. All right? Can you tell me, now again, it was a 14-game season, so adjust accordingly. Can you tell me the high yardage mark for passing in the league in 1977? Can you give me a number?
I'm going to say 1,800 yards.
You're actually a little low. It's 2,800 okay, yards.
I watched some of these highlights. These dudes are barely throwing for 100 yards a game.
2,800 yards. Joe Ferguson, who was the quarterback for the Bills. All right. 2,800 yards. He was your all-time, or he was your leader that year in yardage. He also had 12 touchdown passes.
Okay.
And 24 picks.
Yeah.
See, that's your leader.
These are the highlights that I watch.
Teddy, your guy, Roger Staubach. Now, Roger Staubach's 35 years old at this time, which at that point was ancient by quarterback standards. 2,600 yards, 18 touchdowns, 9 picks. He was smart with that football, Teddy. Terry Bradshaw, 29 years old, 1977. 2,500 yards, 17 touchdowns, 19 picks.
Does it ever, just based off of that context alone, does it ever feel weird hearing him talk about quarterbacks today?
Again, you're comparing different times and different eras, right?
Yes.
And I've always been a believer that you don't have to do it to talk about it with knowledge. Right. Like I used to have this argument sometimes. We used to have some former Buckeyes come in here and we'd have our little playful arguments on the air. And then when I had him backed into a corner,
like, you never played, you don't know what you're talking about.
That's exactly right.
Uh-huh.
And that would always drive me crazy.
Yes.
At the time, now I don't care. They're like, hey, you're right, I don't care. But at the time, that would drive me crazy. I remember we had Joe Montgomery in here once, former Buckeye running back. And I was arguing with him about something, and he dropped that line on me. And I just had enough that day. And I said, Joe, you ever have a bad restaurant or a bad meal at a restaurant? Of course I have. Of course you have. But you're not a chef, Joe. The chef tells you that food tastes good. Who the hell are you to argue with that chef? But of course we all have. You're not a chef, but you have taste buds.
Right.
You know what's good and what's bad. You eat enough food. You know what works together. You know, you're not getting a porterhouse steak and a glass of eggnog, right? You may like both of those things, but putting them together, it's not going to work.
Got a point.
You know, and so I think about that when I see a guy like Terry Bradshaw breaking down things that he could never physically do.
Yes.
He also wasn't asked to do those things.
No
doubt. Wasn't part of the game back then.
It bothers me, not necessarily with those guys, but this goes back to the conversation we were having about the NBA, where I feel like the old heads who talk about basketball on television are always complaining about the pace, and they're always complaining about the lack of physicality, and they're complaining about foul baiting and flopping and all those different things. And every time they start to do that, I'm like, the game has passed you by, and you need to step aside. Now, I don't think Bradshaw is one of those guys where, for other reasons, I'm like, okay, right? But not for the how he talks about the game aspect of it, where I'd like to see him go. But it is weird hearing him be like, you need to protect the football in an era where these quarterbacks were just throwing up ham sandwiches like it was their job.
Well, they were so surprised they were allowed to throw it. I gotta try and fit it in this window or I'll never get to throw it again.
Like, what are we doing, dude?
By the way, the high water mark for touchdown passes in 1977 was 22 by Bob Greasy. Bob Greasy had 22 touchdown passes in 1977.
He's coaching, right?
No, Brian's coaching.
Okay.
His All son.
Right. Okay.
Oh, Bob's at the... Oh, he's in the home. I don't think he's dead. I think he's still
he's
around,
in the
though.
He's pooping.
If you're alive, you're pooping.
Hopefully.
All right. What was I going to ask you? I had something to ask you next. Oh, I got another question for you.
Oh, God.
We did ultimate fast food stuff. We did ultimate running back. And now we're going to do some ultimate sports fashion. That's 2 minutes from now. You're a fashion guy.
Yeah.
All right. That's coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some slowdown on northbound 270 on the West Outer Belt between Tuttle Crossing Boulevard and 33. And watch out for an accident that's causing some holdup if you're on West Broad Street at 315. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Department of Public Safety. Roadside workers have lives and families, but when they're on the job, they put it all on the line to protect and serve us. Remember, they're not just roadside workers. Thank you for moving over and slowing down. Brought to you by ODOT, USDOT, NHTSA, and ODPS. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ben and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Their favorite basketball players are Leaky Black and Grady Dick.
That is childish nonsense.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Timmy Noenkasa, Joshua Perry is with me today. Tomorrow is Nicole Sheeran for 3 hours. We'll help her get a feller, Bob Feller. And then on Wednesday, it's Adam King. And then Timmy's back on Thursday. But who cares about him? Some quick things. Crews stink. They lose to New York City last night. The Steelers are selling 22,000 old seats. They're replacing some of the seats at whatever the hell they call that place now. It's not Heinz Field.
Acrisure.
Sure. $400 for one or $600 for a pair of seats, if you're interested in that. And a Fast and Furious TV series, Teddy, is in development at Peacock. You'd be a fan of that, right? Vin Diesel's a producer.
Possibly. I mean, because I like the films, but the films have a certain cast and crew, and the TV show would probably just be completely different people that they cast for it. So I might check out the like first episode. But
doesn't have to be. You can do anything with AI now. Paul Walker.
No, it wouldn't be the same.
Feels like that thing is just so overdone.
But of course it's overdone. There's like 20 of them.
Yeah, but people kept showing up to watch them.
I know. That's the thing.
That's my issue isn't that they kept making them. My issue is people kept watching.
Teddy kept watching. He goes to each one.
Why?
They're just fun to watch because they're ridiculous, but there are a lot of, car stuff that's going on and ridiculous things that happened. And, I think they've had like a submarine involved. They've been, dropping out of airplanes. They are robbing banks in South America. You got The Rock jumping in. You got John Cena popping in. It's just a lot of craziness.
I never watched anything past the first one.
I haven't seen the first one.
I watched the first one. How do you know what
you have? I've seen the 15 trailers? I was not interested in watching any of them.
Didn't like Helen Mirren show up in a couple of these too?
Yeah, because she is the mother of Jason Statham's character, I believe.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
I'm out.
You're out? You got nothing?
That's it.
Best movie trilogy of all time.
Back to the Future.
You're a good man. You're a good man. All right, we were talking about fashion earlier. You are a fashion guy. You're going to get some custom clothes made tomorrow. I didn't get an invitation, but that's okay. Because you know I have to get my clothes custom, too.
Yes.
Not because I'm fancy, but because I'm, you know, whatever doesn't fit me in the chesticle. It's too long.
Yes.
In the sleeves,
that's
and the
right.
legs. I want to talk about the best looking sports uniforms of all time. Let's stick with the professional ranks here. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL. If you so desire, because I don't want to leave them out, we can wade into Major League Soccer category if you want to. But I want the best looking uniform, past or present, from each of the four leagues, big four.
You want all four of mine right now? Or
yeah,
you want a round robin?
I want all four of yours right. Well, start with one and then we'll discuss. We'll move on.
All right, good. So for football, the NFL, the Bucks with the creamsicle.
That's the best of all time.
And the pirate on the helmet, the white helmet. Yes, it is.
You are out of your mind.
How am I out of my mind?
It is it's a nice looking nostalgia look. But I think people who think that is one of the greatest things, you're out of your mind.
I'm not.
So you got swashbuckler guy with the saber in his teeth.
Uh-huh.
Almost giving you like a wink to go to the club.
Yes.
We have so many great pirate-themed uniforms. The Raiders?
No, I'm good.
Are you kidding? That black and silver?
The Raiders are great. It's not the creamsicle.
All right.
What do you mean, all right?
Fine. Go ahead.
All right. So then, for the NBA, how about that Raptors? Throwback, the black one that had the purple and the dinosaur on it. That's the one.
The Vince Carter.
Yes. I feel like, I might have said this before, one of the last times I was here, I feel like one of the things that bothers me in society in general is we've taken fun colors out of everything.
I think I'm sensing a theme here, Teddy.
Fun design.
The theme for Joshua is
everything.
Gaudy.
Now all of these uniforms are just so plain and they're lifeless. And McDonald's, when you go inside now, is all gray and brown instead of the yellow and the red. And Ronald McDonald is no more.
First of all, thank God we don't have a big giant clown at McDonald's.
You didn't like the clown?
No, I don't want the clown. Second of all, what are you talking about? There's never been more variation. You look at what like the Seahawks wear week to week.
No.
The Dallas Stars are wearing highlighter outfits out there.
You cannot say in good faith that there has never been more variation.
I can.
You can't. The uniforms that they used to wear back in, maybe there's more variation, but for a standard uniform, it's boring. It's boring.
But you never get a standard uniform anymore because I turn on my Chicago Bears like, oh, they're wearing bright orange tops today. Are you kidding? Bob Avellini, my friend, in 1977 would never.
You ever go into somebody's house and every wall is gray? The floors
are
all.
It's my house.
Yeah, exactly. It's my house, too. I hate it. I hate it.
But
back in the day, you used to have an avocado-colored vanity and pink floors. And I'm not saying we should do that, but at least people embrace
ugly
color.
No.
See, and now we're like, no, we want to be boring all the time.
We learned our lesson.
I'm colorblind. There's no color.
All right.
So anyway.
So we got Tampa Bay Buccaneers creamsicle.
Yep.
We got Toronto Raptors.
With the dinosaur.
With the big ass dino.
Because nobody does that kind of stuff anymore. It's no fun anymore. And then for baseball, I'm going to give you a classic. Give me Yankees pinstripes. I like the classic.
Hold on a second. That's the total opposite of what we're talking about here.
I can appreciate the classics too. This is so you want me to just keep picking off the wall?
No.
I'm going to do this my way.
Okay, all right. Frank Sinatra, go ahead.
So I'm going to pick the classic here.
Off the wall too, Michael Jackson. Let's go.
Yeah. All right. And then finally for hockey, how about the Flames?
The Flames, the current flame, the sea flame?
You got the sea?
Or the devil?
That's on fire?
Yeah.
You got the red. It's like McDonald's. You got the red. You got the yellow. It feels energetic. Every part of that uniform feels energetic from the colorway to the actual logo on the sweater.
All right. Teddy, same question to you. Big four sports, best uniforms all time.
All right, NFL, I'm going with the creamsicle.
No, you're not.
I do like my Cowboys. You mentioned the Raiders, very classic, but I'm going with the Chargers and the powder blue uniform.
Really? See, I think that's actually a little bit overdone.
I agree.
Of course you agree. They don't have color anymore in the football. There's your color.
I got one at the house, my old jersey. I got one of the powder blues. Fine.
Just fine. I love it. I think it's fantastic.
That you think is fine, but the creamsicles?
Just fine.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to NBA next. I'll take the Miami Heat's, the Miami Vice jerseys. So they got the Vice jerseys are black. They have teal and pink, like the hot
neon
colors. It's like the Miami Vice Miami colors that they worked in. Heat. So yeah, there's colors with that.
I'm Googling. I don't know what it looks like.
They have some different ones, some that are like white with it, but I like the black ones with the colors.
All right. I can see the appeal here because you have a nice little pop of color, but it's not overly gaudy.
I like just the nostalgia, the Miami Vice.
Yeah, it feels like it's
Miami
getting the throwback territory where people embrace color. I like that.
It's a little throwbacky. I think if they want to go all the way, you got to have some white sprinkled in there too for the amounts of cocaine that were going on in the 80s in Miami.
Yeah, you could do that as
well. Call.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And baseball, the one I was going to say, I like the Expos powder blue, but obviously, they don't exist anymore. But do you remember those?
Yeah, I remember those
blue ones they had.
You could use that if you want to.
But if it's sort of modern day, more simpler, kind of like Josh was talking about with the Yankees, I like the Giants home uniforms, that cream colored home jerseys that the Giants have. I think that's a cool color, just nice. It's kind of simple.
All right.
I'll take them. And, of course, for the NHL, there's nothing better than the Jackets alternate cannon jerseys that they
Stop
have.
Stop it now. You don't believe that for a second.
That was for you.
Stop it.
But, no, I really like the Edmonton Oilers home, like, blue jerseys with the orange trim. I like those. So, those are pretty
color?
Cool. Yeah, that's a lot of color. It's a blue,
on
lot of
my
blue
list.
That's
with
on your
orange
list?
Trim.
Yeah, I like that.
All right.
What you got?
I don't have anything. Just wanted to see what you were doing.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I'm just a facilitator here. I'm John Stockton. I'm dishing off to Karl Malone.
So we're just criticizing?
No. I'm just here.
And you got no input of your own.
I'm just surprised by some of the choices. Oh, I have plenty of input. Don't get me wrong.
No, you don't
have
plenty, any
plenty
of own.
Thought. All right. I'll give you my thought. First of all, baseball. I can't pick my own team. I can't pick a White Sox jersey, right?
You can. Yeah, sure. Can. Yeah. I mean, those are classic. I like the Bo Jackson era when they first switched over. I love those. That was fantastic.
The black and white, they've had the same uniforms for, 40 years after changing them all the time. They have this perfect combination now of the black and white with the pinstripes, mm-hmm. and I love it. Football is Raiders all day, every day.
I see a theme here with you, too.
I like black.
Yeah, you do.
I like simple colors. That's right. Basketball, I'm actually going to give you Lakers home yellow.
Fair enough.
Okay? I'm going to give you some color there. Hockey. See, it's tough because it's not also very appropriate
Blackhawks.
That Blackhawks sweater.
I was going to pick that one, but there's some sensitivities around it. I get it.
But
it is, that's a fire sweater.
It's good looking, isn't it?
It is.
Plus, you get your color with the feathers and the hair.
Yes, you do. And again, logo, we can have the conversation, but I like things that have, logos on them. Like the, mascots and stuff.
You like the people?
Yeah. Now, I don't like mascots in real life, but I like them on the jersey.
All right, back page coming up. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch out for an accident that's blocking the left lane on westbound 104 at High Street. Emergency crews are on scene there, causing extra holdup. We also have a 5-minute delay on eastbound 33 between 270 and Bixby Road on the East Outer Belt. This report is sponsored by COTA. Tapping is already how you move through your day. Now it's how you ride the bus. Pay to ride COTA by tapping your card, smartphone, or smartwatch and go. Learn more at COTA.com/tap. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Hello!
was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Have you ever met a man who wins money betting on tennis? Enter Scotty Vegas. Join Scotty and Dave Biddle for On the Money.
Presented by Ohio for Responsible Gambling.
Sunday mornings at 9 on The Fan.
A metal super.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Hotline is sponsored by Federal Elite Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Buckeyes Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeyes Show is the Beamer. Brandon Beam. How are you, Beamer?
Common Man JP, happy Monday to you.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
A couple different types of people in the world, I've decided. It's the type of people that like to pretend that certain things that people like are overrated.
Okay.
Makes them feel special.
Can you give me an example?
Lobster. Now, you're probably allergic to it, right?
I am.
Of course you are.
I think it's fine.
Just fine?
I do like a good lobster roll.
Oh, you get yourself a succulent. The drawn butter.
I do, well, drawn butter on anything.
Well, that's what I mean.
Delicious.
It's cooked well, but I've heard some people say, it's overrated. I don't like the lobster.
I think it's rated fine.
Okay. The other thing, as I'm looking at some pictures right now, is the new fashionable thing that I've seen, is that Sydney Sweeney ain't all that.
I've been saying that for
what
a
is the
while.
Matter with you?
Catch the scenes out of the new Euphoria.
I want to lick the screen right now.
First off, if we're being completely honest, I don't want to sit here and tear a woman down on the radio. But if we're being completely honest, if you look at her face long enough, it's not. She doesn't have the face card. It doesn't deliver.
See,
the other thing, if we're going to be honest about this situation, is people just like the boobs. There are big boobs everywhere.
Brandon, why did you parachute in season 3 of Euphoria?
Yeah, because you saw.
Don't worry about it.
The clip is on social media.
Yeah, I saw them.
The boobs are really carrying the show right now. She's really not like that.
She's really not like that? What do you mean she's not like that? She has the boobs. She owns.
What about the rest of it?
The rest of it is just fine.
Just fine.
I'm looking at the rest of it right now. And I have no complaints. None.
We went and saw this movie, my wife and I, and she was in it. And I was like, I bet you we see her boobs in this movie. And would you believe it?
That's like,
that's the only thing. She's not that great at acting. She's face is fine. It's not all that. Like, that's what's carrying the thing.
I really disliked her in season 1 of White Lotus. Like, her character was awful. Terrible character.
But
exactly.
You guys.
You pick LaDainian Tomlinson as your running back of all time, right? Mm-hmm. That's like saying, he's fast. Take the fast away. There's nothing there. It's like, yes, but we can't take the fast away. That's part of the game.
I'm just saying.
I can't take the boobs away. They're fantastic.
I am 100% sure that there are more people on this planet that have a chest like hers than people that have speed like LaDainian Tomlinson.
100% agreed. 100%. Nobody's running as fast as LaDainian.
You'd be running to the TV if Sydney Sweeney was out of pretty fast.
I can give her some competition. Me, on my own.
In the boob, apartment?
Yeah. Not the speed. I'm not testing.
Not the speed.
Not getting close to LT.
Which one would you have to pixelate? Hers or yours?
Both.
All right, what's coming up on the Buckeye Show tonight?
Guys, two full hours. Justin Zwick is in with me. We have a Ohio State jersey reveal coming up at 6:14, so we'll do that. Steve Hellwagon of Bucknuts coming up at 6:30, and Ryan Day's son has a new college home.
All right, two big hours. Buckeye Show, 6 o'clock, right here on The Fan. Back page.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
All right, I realize I have nothing for this. Teddy, what do you got?
Yeah. I was just talking about that. We were saying that, you know, those top running backs, and, you know, you had some good opinions on that.
What's your thoughts on Sydney Sweeney, Ted?
Sydney Sweeney? I think she's fantastic. I agree with you, Beamer.
Okay. Thanks, Ted.
There's actually some,
He's looking at the pictures.
Not that I'm just looking at. I'm looking at some comments. There's some sunbathing photos of her.
I would also be sunbathing if I were her.
She's very well proportioned. People are calling her fat now.
All right, we're not going to do that. Yeah. Like, we shouldn't do that, but we should also call a spade.
Ridiculous. Sydney Sweeney.
How do you feel about lobster, JP?
You can't have it.
You can't have it. You can't have anything good. Peanuts, beans,
nope. Gluten. You're
lobster.
You're a gluten-free guy, right?
No, I love gluten. Put all the gluten.
What are you allergic to, Beamer?
Nothing.
I'll tell you. The hell of a back page, isn't it, Teddy? Hey, Teddy, what are you allergic to?
Nothing food related, but dust and pollen I'm a little allergic to.
Who's Dustin Pollen?
Dustin Pollen.
Is he host of the Buckeye Show tomorrow night?
He's actually managing the Reds.
Dustin Pollen.
Yeah.
Are you a little irritated today? Because I'm irritated. My allergies.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well,
yeah,
he's irritated listening to this show.
He probably is.
Yes. Eyes get irritated. You get the itchy, scratchy, or red. Yeah.
Yeah, they start running, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Terrible.
Thanks, JP.
Thank you. Appreciate you bringing me in here.
Tomorrow, it's me and Nicole Sheeran. I'll tell you what. Sydney Sweeney's got nothing on Nicole Sheeran. We'll do 3 hours with her tomorrow. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Things are moving a little slow if you're on westbound 270 on the north outer belt from Westerville to Cleveland Avenue. And you're looking at a couple-minute holdup on westbound 670 from 71 to Neal Avenue. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Department of Public Safety. Roadside workers have lives and families, but when they're on the job, they put it all on the line to protect and serve us. Remember, they're not just roadside workers. Thank you for moving over and slowing down. Brought to you by ODOT, USDOT, NHTSA, and ODPS. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.